The following is a Dallin Catholic Sports presentation on Iowa Catholic Radio. Coverage of Dallin Catholic High School football is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, R&R Realty Group, Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, Skeffington's Formalwear, Tamiya & Sons, and Bozen the Florist. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
And good evening and welcome to the Unidome here in Cedar Falls, Iowa, as we get set for the 4A state championship game at high school football. And it's Dowling and Valley. Yes, the rematch from week two happens in week 13. Mark Amadale joined by Matt Maindring and John Chido for tonight's 4A state championship game. Thank you for tuning in to our final football broadcast. And gentlemen, how good is it to have week 13 and game 13 be the state championship for the seventh straight time for Dowling Catholic? Matt, welcome back.
Good to be back. You know, it's what a run, and you always want to make it special. You know, it's new for these kids, it's new for this group of parents and everything else. So it's just like number one for them. They're going for number one. Some of them are going for number one.
That's right, John. You've been through this a few times. I look back on the state playoff champions in this title game started back in 1972. And for the first five state titles, well, the head coach is the Dowling offensive line coach right now, and that was Jim Williams. And he was a runner-up all four times. And Dowling played bridesmaid for the first 7 years. But since then, the Maroons have taken home six straight titles, seven with Coach Wilson, and he had two more. Dowling has taken home nine titles. Valley's taken home five. And both teams that we get to see play during the regular season, the whole state gets to see and listen to tonight here in the Dome, Johnny.
Well, I'm just going to say this right off the bat and get it right out there in the open. This is the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. This is, at least for a lot of us, wanting this for a long time, to be able to play Valley in a state championship game. There's nothing better than this, and this is exciting. It's like being here for the first time.
Yeah, and it's exciting. It never gets old.
No.
You know, we've been in different places here in Press Row. There's not that far to go. I mean, you either got spot 1, 2, 3, or 4, and we took spot 2 tonight, and that's all right because we get to tell the people that can't make the game. I know we have some watch parties going
right
on, Matt. Some people have figured out a way to do their TV and hook up our
and then
radio.
Listen to us.
I don't know how they do that, and that's God bless them. But I'll tell you what, we got the best seat in the house for the best game of the season, we think, is tonight, Dowling and Valley. Number two.
Well, you know, and according to the RPI system, you got team 1 and 3. In the end, it figures out these probably are the two best teams in the state, and it's finally fun to get them to play here in that last game rather than, you know, a quarterfinal game or something like that, or a semifinal game. It's just kind of fun to get it to culminate right here. And you got two of the most storied programs, storied coaching staffs in the state going at it.
No question. And, John, it doesn't get old. And these two teams are solid. Programs are solid, as Matt said. And we know that just growing up, the Dowling Valley rivalry was always been there back in the 70s. Valley gave Dowling its first loss of consecutive wins. So that dates back to the mid-70s. And then you go through the 80s and 90s where Valley won five state titles. Coach Swenson's won six because he won one up at Spencer. And Tom Wilson has won six in a row now. He's won seven at Dowling and trying for number eight tonight. Storied programs, tradition, hard work, great coaching staffs, and we got it all tonight. And one of these teams is going to come out a victor.
Yeah, the history is extraordinary. And I remember when I was off at college, we'd come back and bring some guys that don't know the history with the Dowling Valley, and coming back and watching at the Old Valley Stadium and the crowds that used to attract at the Old Valley Stadium was incredible. And now you're in an atmosphere in the Unidome and a state championship. Amazing. And these programs know each other very well. They're both kind of mirror each other this year with the running backs and the quarterback and both defenses, and it's going to be a dogfight. And I think whoever capitalizes most on mistakes and who limits their mistakes is going to come out on top.
Well, for the last 10 years, it's been a CIML Central Conference or CIML team that's played for the state championship and won. Dowling started off in 2010. Valley was the last winner for the Tigers. That was back in 2011. They defeated Bettendorf 17-14. Then it was Ankeny in 2012. And for the last 6 years, it's been Dowling Catholic. So Central Iowa was dominated. Unlike when you and I were growing up, it was Eastern Iowa. All but Newton and Sioux City-Helan went in state titles, and Mason City. Everything else was Eastern Iowa. And that string finally got broken when Ankeny won the title in 97. So from 72 to 97, 1997, it was all Eastern Iowa. We've been through this before, but on the other end, and now it's Central Iowa taking precedent.
That's why we're going to enjoy every moment that occurs and any chance you can get to the state championship game. And not only that, but be able to come out on top. And like you said, the history before the 70s and 80s and into the 90s until we got to that 2000-2001, it's like, is it ever going to happen? Are we ever going to be able to get over the hump? And now we have, and what a ride it's been, and hopefully it continues.
Well, Matt Mandring, what's changed since week two? That was 11 weeks ago, Dowling and Valley. Both teams have gotten better. Both teams have had, been undefeated since. Dowling has not lost. They've won 10 in a row coming in here. Obviously, Valley 12-0 on the season. What's changed from week two to week 13?
Well, you're going to see the speed of things change. You know, when you watch the game, watching the game from the last time, you saw things developing slowly for these guys and so many of these players on both sides of the football. Now, Valley's a senior-laden team. Dowling is got enough seniors, too, but it's how quickly the game moves for them now. And even a kid like Zach Swagger, who's a junior, playing fullback, I was watching a few plays where he was real tentative, come up in there to make a block and stuff like that, and now he's going full gear. You got Neontae Gerke at linebacker. The second game at linebacker. You got Christian Owsley. You know, all these guys now, the game is quicker for them, and they're going to move a lot faster tonight.
Well, that's true. And, you know, John, you look back at the score we did. We brought up the old box score from week two, and Dowling got out to a 14-2 lead, and they held on to that until 8 seconds remained in the first half. And then Valley hooked up with a touchdown pass to cut it to 14-9 at halftime. But Dowling led that first half, and they had a pretty good start to that ball game.
Yeah, and that momentum changed, too, toward the end of that half. When Valley went, I think it was a six-play, seven-play drive, and they drove the field and they were able to put it in there for a touchdown. Because I remember going back and looking back, if we could just hold them to a field goal, because that drive they put together, that would be kind of deflating for them. But they actually got into the end zone, was able to put up a touchdown right before half, and it was a big momentum change for Valley going into half. And in the second half, it was more Valley with the momentum and big plays and being able to capitalize on those turnovers.
And to tag on that, John, it was Valley all in the third quarter. They outscored Dowling 13-0 in
that
third quarter.
Did we have a yard? I remember talking about that,
yes,
guys.
Yeah.
Did we have any yards offensively in that third quarter?
They held the ball the whole time.
Yeah, yep. That's right.
They had the ball. Valley did. They had a couple of field goals by Sam Ridgeway, who's lost his place or his field goal position place. And Nate Wilcoxon on a touchdown run. Valley led going into the fourth quarter of that game, 22-14. Dowling rallied, second touchdown pass to Louis Brooks, and that cut the score to 22-20. Then Dowling went for two, and Josh Jackman, the two-point conversion, tied it. And that was with 5.5 minutes remaining in the ball game before Valley made their final run.
Yeah, you know, going back and reflecting, Mark and John, over what's changed the most since week two, special teams.
Yeah.
I think if we go back and we look how poorly, I think, and that was one of the things Coach Wilson said after that game, is how poorly the special teams had played, whether it's the extra point team, the punt team, punt return, kick return, everything, in all facets, our special teams play has more than tripled its value.
Yeah, it sure has. The block punt that Valley was able to capitalize the first go round. You guys probably already mentioned this. And
the safety, yeah.
For the safety. And our identity has changed.
Yeah.
As far as the running game, Hank, how he's matured in that running game, and with Gavin Williams now, who did not play in that first ball game.
Correct.
It's a different team. And I think Valley has grown as well, too. So it's going to be interesting, but you're right.
You mentioned it, John, about Hank. You know, he ran 12 times for 23 yards in that first game. He wasn't a runner at that point yet.
Right.
And he's a runner.
Yes.
And now you put Williams back there, and we got three guys that can tote the ball.
And that's tough to defend when you have Tegan and Hank and Gavin in that backfield.
All right, we're going to take a break here on the pregame show. We're live from the Unidome here in Cedar Falls, Iowa, alongside Matt Maindring. I'm Mark Amadill, along with John Chido. And coming up, head coach Tom Wilson of Dowling Catholic. The Maroons come in with a record of 11-1. They have won 10 straight since their loss in Week 2 to the Valley Tigers, 29-22 at Valley Stadium. Have a visit with head coach Tom Wilson earlier, and we'll bring that conversation to you after this timeout. Jeff Pickett is our studio producer. Back with more from the Unidome in Cedar Falls here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Why do folks give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? Probably because they love Catholic schools, right? Partially, but they also like the tax benefits, or they were helped when their kids were in school, or they have been blessed and want to bless others. Whatever the reason, the 65% tax credits are great, and after all, it's for the kids and their future. Online, ctoiowa.org.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
Back to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio, the 4A state championship game from Cedar Falls. Mark Amadill joined by head coach Tom Wilson of Dowling Catholic. Coach, it's hard to believe we've been doing this 13 straight weeks again for another season. It never gets old. You look back at the season, a lot of things happen, but one thing we can tell, these kids have gotten better from week one, and tonight they're playing for another state title.
Oh, they have, and it is. It goes quick. It's amazing that it's the 13th ball game, but really, really excited and proud to be here, and should be a great ball game.
Well, it should be. The whole state gets to watch Dowling and Valley. We know what that rivalry has been about, and Coach, we're going to back up a little bit and talk about last week's win. Tremendous start last week. Got to credit your defense as we start with that, but your offense made things happen also when they got the opportunity. But knocking off Cedar Rapids Kennedy, a team that physically you look at, we were a little bit undersized, but boy, did they ever up front on both sides of the ball ever play well. And we mentioned some of those kids for Dowling. I thought up front and on defense, you look at Filer Pettis, Theo Davis, and Russell Pearson, and on the offensive line, Nank, Ryan, Sinnott, Bowles, and Stein, along with Lynch and Swagger. They just physically, Dowling physically outhandled Kennedy in a team that was, had beaten Bettendorf during the season and had some pretty big wins. That was just amazing, Coach.
The kids did a fantastic job at the line of scrimmage. You mentioned the defensive line, and Theo Davis has just continued to get better. It's great to see. Pettis, he's very talented and he's going to be really, really good, but he's still young. And Russell Pearson has been steady for us the entire year and just does his job. And Filer's probably the most dynamic of them and makes a lot of plays. But and last week wasn't any different. And then you mentioned the offensive line. And, I think, guys like Bowles has really started to elevate his game in the playoffs. And Sennett's the smaller of the guys in there, but really, really tough. And Stein is back to full health. But really, all of those guys have done a good job. And I think you factor Lynch in on that, as well as our tight end and Schwager as our fullback. So I'm just really proud of how we handled things at the line of scrimmage.
And I know later in the game, once your defense set up your offense, offense took advantage of that. And, big runs, obviously, by Gavin Williams and Tegan Johnson. But, again, another steady game by Hank Hemrick. Not very flashy quarterback. We knew that coming in. But this is a kid that just does a great job not only managing your offense, but figuring out where he needs to make a play, and either by throwing it or handing it off or running himself. And I'm just so impressed with your quarterback.
Hank's a good player. He's a fantastic kid. And, I was explaining to people earlier this year that he was a B-team quarterback his freshman year. And he was kind of a late bloomer, a smaller kid, and he just kept working, and every time I'd see Hank, he was in the weight room, and it's really paid off for him, and works hard, and the kids respect him a lot, and he may not be the flashiest of guys, but he sure made a lot of plays for us throughout the year.
Well, he certainly has. And then turn it back over defensively last week. Michael Keough with that pick six really got things started, because your offense had just scored on Gavin's run, and then Michael gets the 30-yard interception return on a pick six, and then you go right into halftime, leading 28-0, a lot of momentum on the defensive side. Later in the game after halftime, Owen Schultz gets in and picks off a tough pass for any wide receiver to complete, but yet he intercepts it for the Maroons, and that secured the running clock, because after that, Gavin scored him 55 yards out, and you had the running clock. So just amazing set of circumstances.
Well, it was, and Keough has made a lot of plays for us, and that's just kind of what he is. And he hadn't played corner the entire year, and, you know, they'd kind of given us a trip set, which is not something they like to do, but they tried to spread us out. In that particular situation, we had Keough at corner, and our quarterbacks can tell you, don't try to throw the short stuff on Keough, and because he's going to jump it, and he certainly did. And for all that goes, you probably shouldn't throw it at Schultz either. So really fantastic play, and I really felt that was a momentum swing and really got the ball rolling for us.
This is with head coach Tom Wilson before tonight's 4A championship game. Dowling and Valley. Valley the number one seed, Dowling the third seed. But recapping last week's win, Dowling defeating Cedar Rapids Kennedy 42-6. And, Coach, I know you got to be proud of this. You know, once you're starters got the lead, you had the running clock, you were able to put in your reserves. These are kids, part of the scout team, part of the looks that you get for the postseason. Some of these kids coming in get some valuable playing time, especially when you didn't have much of a JV season as far as the length amount of games. You've got to be proud of what they've done here the last several games, getting that running clock.
Oh, we were, and it's always great to get as many kids in as we possibly can. And Kennedy wasn't eager to substitute, but we've got our guys in there and to try to get them some experience. And, you know, honestly, we'd like to play everybody, but, you know, a lot of times that running clock doesn't allow it. But we do the best we can to get kids in a ball game.
We're going to take a break here on the pregame show. Mark Amadale visiting with head coach Tom Wilson. We'll come back and talk about tonight's matchup, the 4A championship game, first time ever, Dowling and Valley, as we are here at the Univome in Cedar Falls, a Class 4A championship game night here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Welcome back to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Tonight's 4A championship game here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, Dowling and Valley. Continue my conversation with head coach Tom Wilson of Dowling Catholic, and coach, for the second time this year, as you did last year, take on the Valley Tigers. Last year was in the quarterfinals of the playoffs. Tonight it's a championship game, first time ever. You just east versus west, directional. But now that they have the seeding, second year of the seeding, and it's Dowling and Valley. And, Coach, what a matchup will be. I know people at Valley, you're good friends with head coach Swenson. What a job he's done this year. What a job Dowling's done. And it's for all the marbles. And you know what? The whole state gets to watch what we see once a year, sometimes twice a year.
Yeah, it's going to be a terrific game. I think they obviously have the two best teams, and that was always a matter of debate in prior years. Not all the time, but some of the time. And I think it's been proven. Valley's proven up to this point to be the best team in 4A. They're undefeated and beat us earlier in the year. But fortunately, that's why they play out the string. So it should be a terrific matchup. The first one was a tight game. And they've got athletes all over the field. And it's a tall task for us. But I think it's one we're looking forward to.
Well, I think Dowling fans remember, if they remember week two, like I do, you didn't have Gavin Williams. He was not healthy at that time. And you also didn't have a starting linebacker now, Jack Meyer, he was coming off the bench, or he was one of the reserves, and he has now solidified that Rover linebacker. So that's a couple changes for, on the Dowling side. And for Valley, I believe their defensive or offensive and defensive line, Nick Budoff, was not the starting right guard, if I'm not mistaken. He was starting on the defense side, but maybe the one slight change on each team. So other than that, everybody's healthy. We're going to see four running backs tonight, two for each team that can carry the football. So it's going to be a big test for each defense.
Well, it certainly is. And you know, we talked about the line of scrimmage earlier tonight, and that's going to be huge. And there's certainly talent in the backfield. I thought their quarterback played great against us the first time. And we'll see what he has this time. And Hank has more games under his belt. So it's going to be interesting. Obviously, the focal point will be on those running backs, as it should be. But there'll certainly be some other players as well.
Well, Coach, in preparation for another state championship, are you still, you know, when you take your team to Cedar Falls, which is Dowling's home away from home other than Williams Stadium, you still go through Dyke, or are you still going up to Pollock's territory, Coach Pollock, up at Athens Parkersburg? And you used to coach against Mr. Coach Thomas years ago. I can't believe you're not going back to Dyke, and that's something, maybe it's a story within a story, Coach.
Well, we lost when we went there in 2005 and then 2009, so we haven't been back to Dyke, and we've been to Parkersburg ever since. So it's not that I'm superstitious, but maybe I am. But, no, it's ironic that I go to AP to do our walkthrough, because up in that area, Valley Dowling is Dyke New Hartford and AP. And so I was proud to be part of that rivalry, and here we go, and we use their facility to walk through. But Pollock gets to lie to the kids about how good he was, and most of them believe it. So it's been a good thing for us, and appreciate them doing it.
Well, Coach, let's talk about what, you know, trying to get this all done here in a few minutes, but you look back at the season and the journey, and I know it's week to week. It's not what's behold. Did you get better in practice today versus last week's game? And I know it's a journey for you. Talk about this journey. Here we are in week 13 again, playing for what would be a state record seventh straight title. I think the people over in Iowa City, Regina, are probably rooting against Dowling because they're shared with that title. But what does all that mean? How does this team put it in perspective? Because this is a group of seniors that, you know, doesn't want to drop the baton of what you got going, but yet they have to do. They have to understand. They have to improve, and I think that's happened throughout the year.
Well, we have gotten better, and I thought we would. And you never know whether that better is going to be good enough. And I think this is really the last test of this, but. You know, our focus really is never the championships that came before us this year. We're fortunate to be a part of that. Does that bring some pressure with it? Absolutely. But really, our focus is on the journey. And, you know, those guys have a choice every day when they go out to practice. And are we going to get better today or we are not? You know, you can stay the same. But for us, our emphasis is always, you know, are we getting better? And if we're not getting better, there's something we got to do something different. And, our kids buy into that philosophy, and it's like I tell them many times, is this isn't seven in a row. It's really one in a row for us, and this team is one in itself, and we just happen to be part of a greater good and a bigger group. But our focus isn't on the big stuff. It's really on the little stuff.
And finally, Coach, and you touched on it a little bit, the matchup with Valley for the second time. Anything we happened last year in the playoffs, you met during the regular season, defeated Valley in the playoffs. Talk about the matchup tonight. What are some of the things that Dowling's going to be focused on and some of the keys against Valley for the second time?
Well, they're a great football team, and they've got great coaches. And I think that's first and foremost, and they were better than us in week two. You look back at that ball game, we outgained them in that game. They took it to us in special teams. They blocked a punt for a safety. We lost the turnover battle. And so those are all things that – you know, we think that we can, you know, try to swing in our favor. We're going to have to win. And a big part of it is the turnovers, the special teams, the field position, those types of things, and preventing the big play and make them drive it, because they've got skilled people at the wide receiver position that are as good as anybody, and they've really got three of them. They've got a fullback that's very efficient in not only running but catching the football, and then they've got the two backs that you mentioned, and I mentioned the quarterback. So, that's tough, and we're going to have to be terrific, and you know, we're going to have to do our thing as well with our two backs and mix in the passing game. And we feel like we've got some skilled people that can do some damage. And, you know, we're going to have to do it in a big-time game.
Coach, on behalf of our staff at Iowa Catholic Radio, myself included, I appreciate your time this year, being willing to visit with us each and every week, even during halftime and at the end of the game. Sometimes it's not been so good, sometimes it's been good. We appreciate your insight and your willingness to visit with us and our listeners throughout the year. I know we won't have a chance tonight, so I want to say thank you. We'll get Coach Bosmer, somebody upstairs during the game. But thanks for all you do. Best of luck if you chase number 7.
All right, I appreciate it. We greatly appreciate the coverage and the partnership, and we appreciate those that listen at home, and we couldn't do it just with us. It really takes all of us. So looking forward to this one, and it should be a great ball game for everybody.
Head Coach Tom Wilson, my guest here on the pregame show. We'll take a break, come back with more from the Union Dome in Cedar Falls. Matt Maindring and John Chidle will rejoin the broadcast. This is Mark Hemedale, back with more as the state championship football game just minutes away here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
And welcome back to the Unidome here in Cedar Falls, as everyone anticipating the arrival of both teams back onto the field after their early warm-ups. Mark Hemedale alongside John Scheidel and Matt Maindring. The 4A championship game featuring the Valley Tigers, ranked and seeded number 1 with a record of 12-0, taking on Dowling Catholic, seeded and ranked number 3, and the Maroons with a record of 11-1. Dowling with a 10-game winning streak after the loss to Valley in week 2, and of course the Valley Tigers have run the table thus far. And as we rejoin the broadcast tonight, Matt Maindry, we want to thank you for returning. I know it's been very difficult for you and your family. Our thoughts and prayers have been with the Maindrings, and after the death of your father last week, Marvin. So Johnny and I talked to you a little bit about it on the way up here, and the whole Dowling family and all those essential have been with you and your family and your dad's sudden death, and we'll keep those thoughts throughout the game tonight.
My wife and I and our family and my mom and my entire family want to thank the whole Iowa Catholic Radio community, Dowling community. The support has just been tremendous. And this is how my dad would have wanted. I mean, he listened to every football game on Friday night when I was coaching if he wasn't there. You get back in the saddle, you go, and you spend time doing the things you love to do. And a lot of fond memories, and he had a tough battle at the end, but he went out and did it on his terms. And Mom's in good shape, and I think she's listening there tonight. So hi, Mom, and all of our thoughts are with her and the rest of my family as well. But thank you. It's just been comforting to get the outpouring that we've had.
Yeah, we kept the chair empty for you last week, and we didn't keep it warm. We kept it empty. Well, Mr.
I was
Chido,
listening. John
Mr.
did Chido, good.
He did do well.
John did good.
Yeah, Johnny's a little bit different. You're not on the sideline tonight. I know you have the opportunity to go down there anytime you want or over the coaching box because of your credential. But, boy, can you imagine what the teams are like now underneath Dowling coming out the garage door that says UNI Panthers on the south end of the Uni Dome. And, of course, the Valley Tigers over here on our far right out of the north end zone. Can you imagine what's going through these players right now as they get a play in front of the state of Iowa?
What I tell our kids, you know, the younger kids growing up and as they get older, and especially the seniors now, you don't get this opportunity to get this feeling after this. And there's no other feeling as we're watching them come out of the tunnel here as the door goes up.
Yeah, Dowling's being introduced first, Matt, and the garage door goes up. And here come Dowling in their white uniforms.
white helmets and maroon numbers, and they are the six-time defending champs, and the Dowling fans across from us have welcomed the Maroons.
There is no greater feeling than being in that garage door in that little area.
Yeah.
When that door rolls up, you can't explain it, because, I mean, the feeling that you get standing back there and getting your team ready, and when that door creeps up slowly and you see all the people and the noise and everything
yep.
else, you can't get – it doesn't get much better than that.
Well, both teams got here with wins last week. Dowling defeating Cedar Rapids Kennedy 42-6, and the Valley Tigers defeating Bettendorf 35-7 in the semifinals. So both teams have been here, and now playing for a state title for the Class 4A. First time ever two teams from the same proximity of each other are playing for a state title. And, gentlemen, as I did the math and looked at how these all came together, it's quite amazing that it's taken this long to get the two best teams up here. But they threw out the geography and it went right to seeding. And, John, I know you're a big proponent of it.
Yeah, no more alphabet, no more distance travel, no more east-west.
Yeah.
They got it right, true RPI. There's nothing better than Iowa High School football Class 4A.
Yes, indeed. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the kickoff between Dowling and Valley as both teams on the field being introduced to the people here at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls alongside Matt Mainring and John Chido. I'm Mark Amadell. Coming up, a word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School, and our pregame prayer with Father Ryan Andrew. It's the state championship game
Dan
coming
Ryan,
up next.
President of Dowling Catholic High School. Welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School football. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting football, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
Hello, my name is Father Ryan Andrew, and I'm the chaplain at Dowling Catholic High School. Let us pray for the coaches, players, and trainers tonight for this athletic competition. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your gifts. We ask you to bless all those involved in this athletic competition tonight. We ask that you keep them safe and that they all show good sportsmanship. We ask this through Christ our Lord, amen. All holy men and women, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
Another rendition of Hail to the Victors here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It's state championship football tonight on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling taking on Valley. Well, the state championship game has been held 47 times. Dowling and Valley have been combined total of 25 times in the state championship game. And tonight is no exception as we get ready for the playing of our national anthem, which we will carry live. Dowling with 9 state titles, 7 runner-up finishes, and they're 16 times here at state. And Valley with 5 state titles and 3 runners-up with their 8 times that the Valley Tigers have been to the state championship game. Along with Matt Mandring, Mark Amadell, John Chido, and now our national anthem from the Uni Dome here in Cedar Falls.
Strength.
and a beautiful rendition of the national anthem performed by a young lady down on the field. And you heard it here live on Iowa Catholic Radio as we get set for the 4A state championship game, Dowling and Valley, our final football broadcast of the season here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale joined by John Chido and Matt Maindring. Want to thank Ashworth Vision, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates for supporting us all season long. Also, Skeffington's Formalware, R&R Realty, along with Two Rivers Glass and Door, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Mercy One in Kemen, and, of course, our Red Zone sponsor is Bozen the Florist. Say more with Bozen, 515-244-ROSE. That's 515-244-7673. And, of course, we want to thank Tumi and Sons. Boy, I'd love to order some fried ravioli. You think Mario delivered up here to the Unidome, John Chido, if the extra point is good?
Absolutely, and Mario's probably up here. He was here last week. You should have called him earlier. He probably would have brought some up for you.
Oh, now you tell me. All right, well, we're getting to the coin toss here, and Matt and John, I'm going to put it on you. What are some of your thoughts, some of the keys? Matt, we'll start with you. Your keys to the ball game tonight for Dowling and Valley.
Catcher kid from Valley has just impressed me as a quarterback. I really like the way he throws the ball. I think if he gets into a rhythm, he's tough to stop, and he's really a good pocket thrower. Throws the ball on the line. To me, he's a big factor. And the other thing with Valley right now is they got two running backs that can run the ball really well. It's how much is Williams going to change the dynamics of what goes on in the backfield for Valley? I think that's the biggest key from them on the offensive side of the ball.
And of course, Creighton Mitchell, the last time these two teams played, was questionable. This is questionable because of a shoulder injury. He ended up not starting, John, but Jalen Williams started, and he has been the second running back for Valley all season long. But Creighton Mitchell, as we found out, had a pretty good game against Valley last time. Well, we'll flip the coin to what Matt said about Valley. Dowling also has a pair of running backs back there. Keep in mind Tegan Johnson, who started last year in the second half in the championship game win over Cedar Falls for Dowling. Tegan had a heck of a second half last year for the Maroons, and he got the start most of the year until Gavin got healthy, and then Tegan got injured. So Dowling's got that dynamic duo of tailbacks, and they're both healthy.
Yeah, Dowling has that 1-2-3 punch with Tegan and Gavin and Hank running the football. That's a difference maker. They didn't have that the first time around. They have it the second time around. That's going to be a key to the night. I think Dowling offensively is going to want to get Valley in different looks and get those safeties moving around a little bit and be able to get the numbers away from one of Valley's key safeties and Shelton, the linebacker, too. Dowling's going to have to get a body on him up front. He's one of their leading tacklers. He had a great game the first time around. That's going to be key for Dowling's offensive line to be able to get a helmet on him whenever they're running the football. And I also would say that a little play-action pass out of Dowling, because those safeties for Valley like to creep up in the box, knowing that Dowling can run the football, and that's their strength. I think you're going to see a little play-action tonight from Dowling and hopefully get a home run to maybe Louis Brooks.
All right, Dowling will kick off, and they will defend the north end zone here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Dowling wearing their visiting white uniforms, Maroon D's on their white helmets and maroon numbers. Valley in their all-black jerseys with white numbers, white helmet with the orange V on their helmet and white pants. Dowling's defense will get through. Their starters will be out there first. Up front, Jackson Filer at defensive end, Jalen Pettis, Theo Davis, and Russell Pearson. Linebackers, Michael Keel, Chris Owsley, Nante Gerke, and Jack Meyer. Cornerbacks are Austin Klein and Owen Schiltz. The safety for Dowling is Adam Brout. And now Dowling set to kick off. Doing the kicking will be Jake Calvert. He'll also handle the field goals and extra points. Matt?
Here we go. Oh. Johnny, are you okay over there?
We're going to keep his mic muted for a while. Are you all right?
Yeah. I'm just so excited for this to get going.
And we're underway as the kickoff is fielded in at about the 23-yard line for Valley, and the Tigers return it. That is Ethan Saskowski on the return, and Valley will have it first and 10.
Dowling went with a little bit of a miss hit there. You don't want to get they put Creighton Mitchell and Jaden Williams back there deep, Valley does, so Dowling decides we're not going to kick it to them. We're not going to let that start the game. And so they do a short pop-up kick, and Valley starts with the ball at the 34.
First and 10 Tigers, their opening possession tonight here in Iowa Catholic Radio, the 4A championship game from the Unidome. And now Valley, handoff up the middle. Creighton Mitchell spins out of a tackle and gets up across the 35 up near the 36-yard line. They're going to spot him down at the 37. He'll pick up three, but right up the gut the Valley Tigers go. And let's set their offensive starters right now up front for Valley. The left tackle is Colby Christensen. The left guard is Mason Ayers. The center is Zach Shaner. Nick Butthoff is the right guard, and Logan Mueller is the right tackle. Quarterback is Braden Ketcher. Running backs are Creighton Mitchell, number 9, and we're also going to see Jaden Williams, number 7. Wide receivers are Matthew Bohoney and Jack Johnson for the Valley Tigers. All right, on second down and 7, handoff Creighton Mitchell. He's got some running room right side. He's up near a first down as he went over right tackle, finally tackled by Adam Brock for Dowling, but not before getting the first down at the 45.
Dowling going off of a read right there is blitzing off the edge right into that run play, and Creighton Mitchell was able to get, they got a good kick out block, and Creighton Mitchell slides up inside that block for a big gain for Valley and a first down.
8-yard gain for Creighton Mitchell as the Tigers have the opening possession. Dowling won the toss, deferred to the second half. And on first and 10, handoff goes again to Creighton Mitchell. Right up the gut he goes, and he's being arm tackled by Dowling. Chris Owsley reaching in there and finally brought him down, but not before he crossed midfield down to the Dowling 46-yard line, gain of 9.
Same formation, except for they flipped it to the other side and then didn't honor the misdirection, went straight ahead. Valley did that time, and right now they've got the Dowling defensive front on their heels a little bit, and that's something we've seen from Dowling as they've gone through. They look for the adjustments, see what's going to happen, see how they're playing the game.
All right, Tigers with one receiver to the right and one split out to the left. That is Matthew Mahoney, split out left, offset eye, and the handoff again to Mitchell. He's hit initially, and he dives forward. Second effort down to the Dowling 44-yard line. He'll gain 2 yards. And you can just see you can't bring him down in the initial hit, Matt. Creighton Mitchell so strong, going to play at the next level, and he did a good job of keeping his feet.
He did. He's a strong running back, an outstanding running back. Great speed, great balance. Neonti Gerke came up and got a stop on that one. Made the tackle for the Maroons, and, you know, you're trying to get this team in behind the sticks a little bit here, and so far Valley's been able to keep the momentum going.
All right, Braden Ketcher is the quarterback. He gets the signals from the Valley sideline, and head coach Gary Swenson in his 26th year as a Tiger head coach. Under center, handoff Mitchell, left side over the center, and he's got some room, and he might go. He's inside the 30 and finally wrestled down from behind by Dowling's safety that time, and that might have saved a touchdown there, Matt, as Neontae Gerke, the linebacker, makes the stop.
Yeah, they are right now, they have got the Dowling defense not sure of where they're going, and they're adjusting late to the strength, and not everybody's set, and Valley has scripted their plays, and they've got it figured out what they want to do, and they're taking advantage right now.
This is the sixth play of the Valley drive, started back at their own 34-yard line. It's been Creighton Mitchell, the running back for Valley, who's taken every snap. Mitchell, a 5'7 senior, 185 pounds. That last run was for 19 yards and a Valley first down. And on play action, back to throw is quarterback Braden Ketcher, fires it out, and the pass is caught by the tight end slash fullback Nate Wilcoxon, number 45, with the reception down to the Dowling 22, a gain of 3.
Wilcoxon is my guy for the X Factor. I mean, that guy is, he has given us fits the last 2 years. We'll be happy to see him graduate. Owen Schultz made a great open field tackle on that play right there, because that's a big kid to take down in the open field, and Owen Schultz made a nice tackle to keep that to a 3-yard gain.
Second down and 7 for Valley on their opening possession. No score. 8.5 minutes remaining first quarter. Braden Ketcher, the handoff, and he gets it to Mitchell, and little or no gain there down to the 21-yard line for a gain of 1. We'll give in and bring up third and long for the first time tonight, 3rd and 6 for Valley at the Dowling 21.
Jackson Filer on the stop, makes a tackle, makes a really good tackle right there for the Maroons. As they finally, as you said, they're finally getting a stop in there, but you're seeing them not get too far downfield. I think at first the defense was getting too much penetration, and now they're holding their ground at the line of scrimmage and making plays.
All right, Mahoney split out wide left. Under center is Ketcher. The handoff, Mitchell, goes down the right side, and he gets the first down. Finally brought down inside the Dowling 15-yard line. A little stretch play, if you will. Tried to bounce it outside the right guard, and then finally bounced it outside the right end, and down to the 14-yard line, gain of 7.
Against Bettendorf, they run a very similar play. They're going off tackle. They're either kicking out. They're going to read which way the end is going. Either going to block him down, double down, get onto the linebacker, or kick him out and run up inside of him. And right now, they're winning the guessing game right now that's going on.
First and 10, Valley. Line of scrimmage, the Dowling 14. 7.5 minutes remaining first quarter. No score. Opening possession of the game. The Valley Tigers have taken it. And now they hand off to Mitchell again. And he kind of hits and hops and then finally tackled by Dowling's linebacker, Michael Keel. Down to maybe no gain in the play. Back to the 14-yard line. So it'll be second down 10.
Seeing the jitters starting to come out a little bit. You know, they're getting that lactic acid going a little bit. You know, you got to get those first few plays in and those first few hits. And, you know, that offensive line from Valley is a big offensive line. And they've got some talented young men up front with a lot of size. And, you know, when you go across there, go 230, 270, 215, 245, 325, 205, that's a big outfit.
Ryan New split out slot left. Mahoney, the flanker on the far left side. One receiver to the right, and that is Jack Johnson. Back to throw into the end zone. The pass is overthrown, almost intercepted by Brauch. Incomplete. They try for that quick post route they did right about the 5-yard line. Quarterback catcher couldn't catch up with that slot receiver that time, and that was Ryan New.
Yeah, he threw that hot over the middle, and it's fortunate for him it did get tipped, because I think that would have been picked off otherwise.
By Brauch, yeah. He was standing right there. Dowling's Adam Brauch, the senior safety. So that brings up third and 10 for the Valley Tigers. Here comes Wilcoxon in, number 45, the guy who caught that 3-yard reception on first down. Valley going with a big formation. And Mitchell under center. He goes right behind his offensive line, plows his way down to the 10. He'll be shy of the first down. And that'll bring up fourth down for Dowling. Fourth down at the 10-yard line as Mitchell picked up 4 yards.
Big play here for Coach Swenson early in the ball game. I think, you know, he's been noted to not take chances. We're going to kick the field goal, put the first points on the board, and I think it's a good play right here. He's got confidence in his kicking game.
And Valley will go to their field goal kicker, Lennox Krell. Krell will come in. He wears number 46. The holder will be the quarterback, Braden Ketcher. And there'll be a 27-yard field goal from the right hash. The kick is up, and the field goal is up and good. So Valley takes the lead, 3-0 over Dowling. 5:54 remaining first quarter. Back with the kickoff in 1 minute. You're listening to the 4A State Championship game from the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
Support for programming on Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, the leader in commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door, for one-of-a-kind world-class design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door, serving imaginations since 1992.
And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadeo, Matt Mangering, John Chido, as the Valley Tigers go 12 plays, 66 yards on their drive, and they settle for a 27-yard field goal by Lennox Krell as Valley leads 3-0. And John Chido, you would normally be on the Dowling sideline, but hey, let's give us your thought on that last drive for the Valley Tigers, because they had a big dose of Creighton Mitchell, their outstanding running back. The Dowling defense had to swallow up.
Well, Valley had success on first and second down and was able to get big gains, got them in manageable third down one time on that drive until the third and 10 stop. And that's what Dowling needs to do. They need to get Valley in a third and long situation, gets them a little bit uncomfortable, and that gets them out of their element, and they have to do different things. Valley wants to keep it third and manageable or get big plays on that first and second down.
And the Maroons were able to withstand that 12-play drive by Valley. That's what the Dowling offense will do. As they get set for the kickoff by Lennox Krell, the junior. High end-over-end kick, and it'll be fielded by Gavin Williams at the two-yard line. Gavin, between the hash mark, bounces outside, and he's got some running room down the far side at the 30, 35, 40, still on his feet, and Williams takes it all the way to midfield, and that's where the Dowling offense will start, first and 10. Gavin Williams on a 47-yard return, and we got a penalty flag right at the place where Gavin was tackled there, Matt Maindring.
Well, it's on the opposite side of the field, so I don't know if there's an offsides penalty. Are there going to be a holding in the middle of the field? The
officials getting together and...
But, you know, it shows a difference right there. Dowling didn't kick it deep because you don't want their impact players touching the football, and Valley kicked it deep.
They got Dowling for a block in the back. And they'll whistle that on number 33 for the Maroons, and that's Will Linhart.
Well, the good thing about it is...
It'll be marked from the spot where Gavin was down, I believe, right near
Where the flag
the 47-yard
is.
Line.
So that's the bonus behind that is it was not at back at the 30. It was
right.
Up at the 50 or the 47. So basically both teams are starting at the same yard line.
Will Linhart guilty of the infraction, so Dowling will take over at their own 32-yard line minus the penalty. And... Dowling goes right to the ground game, and here is Gavin Williams getting the start. He takes it up to the 40-yard line. An 8-yard carry on first down. It'll be second down and 2 for the Maroons.
Kadar Lewis on the tackle, and a good open field tackle on Gavin Williams. That's a tough kid to bring down by yourself, and he made a good play out there on the left side as Gavin bounced that play, took that ball. As we've seen him do, he'll run up into the line of scrimmage and then just bounce that thing to the boundary.
Second down and 2 for the Maroons as quarterback is Hank Hemrick for the Dowling, and he fakes the handoff. He'll keep it, follows his offensive line, and carries it across the 40 up to about the 42-yard line, and he is near a first down. The officials say, yep, good enough for a first down for the Maroons. Hank Hemrick.
There's the difference between the first time and the second time right there in the first two plays. Gavin Williams and Hank Hemrick, you know, and Hank Hemrick is going to be that X factor in this game, I think, as the game moves forward.
Hank didn't have the experience in week 2 to face the Valley, but you know what? He has it now. Hand off to Gavin Williams. This time he goes right side, finds a seam, and he's up near midfield before he's wrestled down at the 48-yard line. A 6-yard gain for Gavin Williams, who gets to start at tailback. We'll see Tegan Johnson later, but Gavin really bustling through in the offensive line up front for Dowling. Sennett at center, Bowles and Ryan the guards, and Nank and Stein the tackles gave him a nice seam to work with, Matt, and Lynch the tight end.
Both teams are going safe in this first series. Hand it to your guys. You know, they hand it to Creighton Mitchell about every time, and Dowling is putting it on Gavin Williams.
All right, a quick pass by Hank Hemmer, and it's caught by Josh Jackman. First down, Dowling, and the Maroons move the football on the reception by Jackman into Valley territory at the Tiger 40.
Quick little pop pass to the tight end, fake it inside, and let that tight end release. And here goes Dowling in a hurry up.
12-yard catch by Jackman on the throw from quarterback Hank Hemrick, and Dowling with the first down. Valley 3, Dowling nothing. 4 minutes remaining, first quarter, 4A state championship game here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadale, Matt Maindring, and John Chidel. Hand off Gavin Williams right up the gut he goes. He plows his way maybe for a half a yard down to the Tiger 49, or Tiger 39, and he was met up front by a host of Tigers. Jake Granquist, C.J. Stillman, Jake Coleman, and Nick Butthoff, who's a two-way starter up front for Valley there, Matt.
Carson Shelton makes a tackle and is a part of that tackle coming from his linebacker position. He's just an outstanding football player for Valley. And you start to see some momentum, though, from this Dowling offense as they continue to move the ball.
Officially no gain, so it's second down and 9. Back to throw Hemrick as Williams goes in motion. Hemrick will keep it. He's near a first down as he bounces outside. Inside the 30 and down out of bounds at the far sideline at the Valley 23-yard line. That's good enough for 17 yards and a Dowling first down, Matt.
They went empty on that play. They motioned Gavin Williams out to the right side, go empty, looks pass, set up quarterback draw. And, you know, if Hemrick would have hesitated just a little bit, Gavin was coming to get another block in there for him. Outstanding play for Hank Hemrick.
All right, first and 10 Maroons as they're approaching the Bows and the Flores red zone here in this first quarter. 3 minutes, 10 seconds remaining. Here's the snap. Hemrick will follow Gavin Williams to the right side, trying to push his way through and finally swallowed up as he got back to the line of scrimmage at the 23 for no gain. Good pursuit that time by the Black Shirts and the Valley defense.
Yeah, they rallied to the football right there. All 11 guys moving to the football. That's just quarterback sweep to the right. You know, one of those things to keep them honest. That's one of those plays that you're setting the table for later in the game. Something's going to come out of that play later.
All right, Dowling with three receivers to the left. And the tight end is on the right. Hank Hemrick out of the shotgun with Gavin Williams in the backfield. Here's Hemrick at the snap. Back to throw. Looking towards the end zone. Fired towards the end zone. And he overthrew his man, and it's intercepted by Valley. Intercepted that time by the Tigers. Drew Yerrick in the end zone. Touchback. And the Tigers will have it first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Tough break for the Maroons.
Drew Yerrick made a really nice one-handed stab to get that football. I think Hank was just kind of throwing that ball away a little bit. And, you know, you're looking for matchups. Dowling went trips on the one side. They had one-on-one matchups all the way across the board. And Hank went for it, and Yerrick picked the pocket.
All right, so the Valley Tigers will take over first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. 3-0 is our score. And Dowling has thrown his first interception. I guess if it's a good thing, at least it was in the end zone, no return. And the Tigers will have it first and 10 from their own 20. But Dowling was approaching the red zone that time, Matt, and came up with the turnover.
They were moving the ball well, and now it's how let's get the defense, see if they can get the ball back.
All right, Valley will hand it off to Creighton Mitchell from his own 20, and he's hit and dropped the 22-yard line as he tries to go over right guard. And they're following Zach Shaner, their Valley center, Nick Butoff, number 60, a two-way player at right guard, and Logan Mueller, 6'4", 325, the right tackle. They like to run right, do the Tigers.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's typical from some teams. They get right-handed, and then they'll move those guys around or pull them, and you get behind your guys that you want to get behind, and you move them around, pull them, and that's what you're going to see Valley do quite a bit here.
All right, two-yard gain for Mitchell. Offset I formation, second and eight Valley from their own 22. Play action fake, back to throw, and being chased is catcher, and now he wants to run, and he's hit and dropped back on the 21-yard line. He'll lose a yard. A great hit that time by Dowling's Deontay Gerke, and it'll bring up third.
That might have been Keo. I wanted to see if that was Keo on the stop there. And Michael just came up from his safety position and was a bullet in there. And Jackson Filer flushed him. Jackson Filer flushed him out of the pocket. And Keo came up and made a nice stick.
And he loses a yard. It was Keo, as we mentioned. Gerke and Keo were there, but Michael Keo gets the stop, and it's third and nine Valley. Toss play, right side Mitchell, trying to cut up field, hit and drop. He crosses the 25 up to the 26-yard line. They tried to get him outside the numbers, but he cut inside near the hash mark as they ran right, Matt, and the Dowling defense pursued.
Yeah. What you see here is Jack Myers coming up from that outside edge and forcing that thing inside. And then that allows the linebackers, as long as they can keep them clean, and what I mean by clean is not keeping a blocker off those linebackers allows them to flow to it. And that time, Deontay Gerke was able to get in there and take Mitchell down. And now we're going to have a penalty on Valley.
And they're saying preliminary indication, a substitution penalty on Valley. We'll see. So that'll be against the Valley Tigers. And that's a 5-yard penalty, so that'll back them up from their own 26 back to the Valley 21. It'll bring up fourth and nine now for Valley.
Got Matt Stilwell back for the Maroons as they receive this punt.
First time we've seen Stilwell. He stands back near midfield. Here's the punt. Away by Ryan New, averaging 37.5 yards a punt. And Stilwell lets it roll, doesn't field it at the 40, and it rolls all the way back to the 24-yard line. That's where Dowling will have it, first and 10 from their own 24-yard line with 26 seconds remaining in the first half, Matt.
Yeah, that's a tough play for Matt Stilwell to make, and that's the reason those teams do those side-winding kicks, that line drive that hits the ground like that and bounces. That football's oblong, and you don't know which way it's going to bounce, and you're better off getting away out of it, lose 15 yards, and keep possession of the football.
Yeah, unless you have a time where you know what's going to come down.
Yep.
All right, Dowling offense on the field. We want to thank Ashworth Vision, along with Construction Professionals and Dental Associates for supporting our broadcast of Dowling Catholic football all season long. Here's Tegan Johnson for the first time, and he gets the handoff from his own 24-yard line, gets a couple yards as he runs right down the line of scrimmage and down at the 26, a gain of two.
Looked like there was a little bit of a crease inside there early for Teagan to run up in there, and then he started going sideways and trying to bounce it to the edge. And, you know, Teagan's a straight-ahead runner, and that's he's got to stay there. You talk about a fast quarter. There's a fast quarter.
Not a whole lot of passes, incomplete or thrown. We'll take a break. We've come to the end of the first quarter. Unidome and Cedar Falls, along with Matt Mandrick and John Chido, Mark Amadell, our score. Valley 3, the Dowling Catholic Maroons nothing. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formalwear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formalwear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formalwear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic football. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country, authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons' bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying their homemade bread, fried peppers, and real Italian desserts and more. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown, TamiaAndSons.net.
And welcome back to the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadell, Matt Mandrick, John Chido, as we are in press row here high atop the Unidome. Valley leads it 3-0 at the end of the first quarter as we have the media timeout, the extended timeout. They recognize some assistant coaches of the year. And John Chido, your analysis, Dowling on their last possession through the interception as Urich intercepted for Valley on a Hank Emmerich pass. Maroons have it 1st and 10 from their own 24-yard line, and Teagan Williams in the ball game for the first time. So your thoughts thus far, Johnny?
Well, Urich's a guy they like to read in that formation. So it's more of a play-action type of look on that interception. If the safety's coming down, then Hank's going to throw the ball to that read, and Urich stayed right there, and he made a nice one-handed interception. Dowling did a nice job coming back with a stop, keeping them 3rd and 9, which they need to continue to do, and making Valley go 3 and out.
All right. Dowling with a 2nd down and 9 as they send Louis Brooks in motion back to throw. His quarterback, Hank Hemmer, and he completes the pass. Andrew Lynch with the completion. And Andrew gets the first down up to about the 40-yard line. They're going to spot his knee down. So, Matt, they get the tight end involved, Lynch.
Well-designed play. And Lynch is, you know, one of them silent factors that could play a big role in this football game tonight for the Maroons. And nice play action, well-designed play. Tight end comes free and an easy first down. Easy throw and catch.
A 14-yard reception and a first down for Dowling at the 40-yard line. 3-0 Valley. Second quarter underway here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. The final championship game. They clear on 6 champions. 5 have been crowned. And winner of this game will be the 6th. Handoff, Teagan Johnson throttles his way across the 45. He's up near midfield. Nice job by Teagan. He kept his feet going through all that traffic. Little zigzag sideways, Matt, and then he bowled his way forward to the 50.
As we talked about earlier, he's better when he's straight ahead, and he's a downhill runner, and he got a little bit of a jag in there and a little bit of sideways and straight forward. Great run by Teagan Johnson.
I'll put the ball down right at the 49-yard line. 9-yard gain for Teagan. Bring up 2nd down and 1 for Dowling. Hank Hemrick at quarterback. Teagan in the backfield. 2 receivers to the left and then a bunch formation to the right behind the tight end. Here's the snap. Hemrick, read option, give to Teagan Johnson. He bounces out left side, tries to cross midfield. He does, and he finally brought down. Picks up the first down in Valley territory.
The Teagan Johnson right there knew he just needed to get a yard, so he bounces that thing to the edge and gets that first down run and keeps the sticks moving for the Maroons.
Gain of 2 that time. He stopped at the Valley 49. They say his knee went down. So it'll bring up 1st and 10, Dowling. As we want to recognize our supporters, they include Skeffington's Formalwear, R&R Realty, and Catholic Tuition Organization. Back to throw, Hemrick. Now wants to run. Wanted to throw, and now he's going to be brought down back at the line of scrimmage for no gain. So he saved the sack, but he was eyeballing Stillwell, I believe, who was running the deeper pattern there, Matt.
Yeah, and they got must, you know, there was dirty pocket. That's what you want to call that thing. He got messed up in there, and a lot of bodies in traffic, and he couldn't see over him, didn't get a clear vision, ends up rolling out, and he didn't play.
All right, Dowling with the three-receiver lineup. Josh Jackman is the inside slot receiver. Louis Brooks is in the middle, and the wide receiver to the left is Stillwell. Hemrick back to throw, looks that way, now tries to avoid traffic, throws off the back of his foot, the pass is caught, and that is a nice catch by Jackman. He's got the first down, run out of bounds inside the 30, down to the Tiger 29, a gain of 20.
That pass was not one of Hank's best throws. It's not going to be one of those you put in a highlight reel and you see that butter ball flutter out there, but Jackman ran a great route. He cuts that thing off, and defender was carrying him deep and lost track of him. And Jackman turns around, easy, you know, he's wide open, and completion.
And Hank, because he had a little bit of pressure, probably didn't get the full mechanic down to get that throw off. Handoff to Tegan Jansen, right up the gut, he goes inside the 15, or inside the 20, down about the 19-yard line. Tegan right up the gut, he picked up nearly a first down. They're going to give him 9 yards on the carry to the 20.
You see Tyler Stein on that play, making a block 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and putting a block on Jake Granquist from Valley. Tegan just really running hard right now, straight through the middle. That line's really blocking it up.
Second down, one, Dowling from the Valley 20. 3-0 Valley. Dowling threatening as they're getting inside the Bozeman Flores red zone. Hand off Tegan Johnson, and he bowls his way down near the 17-yard line. He'll pick up 3 yards, and that's good enough for a Dowling first down.
And Johnny talks about this, too. You know, what Dowling's doing right now is they're – with their receivers, they're moving them from side to side, trying to get isolation. What you're trying to do is get numbers in your favor on one half of the field, and that's the half of the field you're going to take. And so what they're doing is they're moving around, going trips, going twins, and you're seeing how the defense adjusts, get numbers where you want them, pull a guy, and then run at them.
All right, ninth play of this Dowling drive. Started back their own 24-yard line. Two passes, and now rushing, and now Hemrick rolling to his right and following his blocking, but he slips and falls back at the 20. He'll lose the 3 yards that Tegan gained, and it'll bring up second down 13.
Well, for those of you that are watching, you saw that diamond formation again, and that diamond formation, they just ran a straight quarterback sweep out of that, and Valley did a really good job of getting that out there, and that was Granquist out there stopping that play up.
All right, so it brings up second down 13, Dowling, as they are in the Bozeman Flores red zone. Three receivers left. Back to throw Hemrick out of the pocket. Now he decides to run, and he's hit and dropped as he got back to the 21-yard line, and he'll lose a yard, and it'll bring up third and 14 for the Maroons.
This puts Dowling in a tough situation. These are tough play calls down inside the 25-yard line. Third and long, passing the ball. How much you're going to gamble? How much do you want to count on that field goal? It's a long field goal at this point. It's been an interesting play.
Valley fans in front of us cheering on their defense. Dowling with two receivers each side of the formation. They'll go without a tight end. Tegan Johnson in the backfield and Hank Hemrick out of the shotgun. Dowling with Aiden Craven in as the wide receiver to the right. And Louis Brooks slot right. Back to throw is Hemrick. Fires in the end zone. The pass is it intercepted or caught? It's intercepted by Valley. Intercepted by the Valley Tigers right at the goal line. And Valley comes away with another one. And I'll tell you what, Jurek was right around the football. We'll have to look at the replay.
He was. You know, that ball hung up there a little bit on Hank. He threw the ball, and I couldn't tell if that was Jackman in the corner that was open or not. But the benefit for Dowling here is that the ball was placed in the 1 yard line.
So
that's the only positive I can find in that play there.
So Jurek with another interception. That's Drew Jurek, the senior at 6'2", 190 pounds, with his second interception. He leads this Valley team in interceptions on the season, and he had another one there. So Valley will take over as the Maroons were stymied once again due to a turnover. Valley will take over first and 10. The ball was spotted on the 1 yard line. So you are correct, Mr. Maindring, on the field position that Valley does not have with 7:45 left in the first half. All right, Tigers out of their own end zone. Hand off Creighton Mitchell, and he gets some running room. He's got the first down outside the 15 and finally wrestled down at the 19-yard line. He came out smoking hot out of that backfield, and that is the backup tailback.
That's Williams.
Jaden Williams with some fresh legs. And I think he picked up about 13 yards. Let's see, they spot him down at.
You always get a little worried down there to sell out, trying to get a safety, or you're trying to get pressure on the ball, getting to stop the line of scrimmage. You get everybody walked up in there, and that's why those big plays happen down at that one-yard line sometimes.
Yeah, he picked up 17 yards on the carry. So Williams with his first carry, as Valley has their dynamic duo at tailback. Jaden Williams and Creighton Mitchell. This time it's Williams in the backfield. First down, Valley, thrown 18. Valley leads 3-0. And a little inside handoff, and that goes to Ryan New and a little jet sweep from their wide receiver. And he carries up to the 24-yard line for a gain of 6.
Yeah, New carries that ball out there in that jet sweep. And the Dowling defense was in pretty good position there. They had blockers out in front, were able to move the ball far enough to gain 6 yards on that play, a well-designed play there for Valley.
I want to remind you, coming up at halftime, we'll have Dowling head boys basketball coach Michael Connor. He's got about 5 practices under his belt this week, and we'll talk with Coach O.C. And now handoff goes to Williams. He's hit and drilled in the backfield for a loss. And was that
Jackson Filer?
Jackson Filer coming from his defensive end spot? It was.
Filer making a play, and right there Dowling's defense did need a play. And Jackson Filer is that senior leader that's all year been making plays when they needed them. And if I remember right, he had some big impact plays in the championship game a year ago.
Yes, he did. He knocked down that last-ditch effort by Cedar Falls quarterback to try to bring the Tigers back. So it brings up 3rd and 7, Valley. Line of scrimmage is their own 21-yard line. 6 minutes remaining first half. Valley 3, Dowling nothing here in the second quarter. All right, quarterback is Braden Ketcher, and his pass is caught, and it might go all the way down the near sideline is Matthew Mahoney, and it's going to be a touchdown, Valley. Tigers with a 79-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Braden Ketcher to Mike Matthew Mahoney, and the Tigers now extend their lead to 9-0 over the Maroons.
Owen Schiltz gambled on that play and was going to get it knocked down and tried to go up in there and deflect the ball, not going for the receiver, and the ball got through there, and it was all green turf in front of Mahoney the rest of the way.
So Matthew Mahoney, the 6'1 junior, the only junior starter for Valley, as they have all seniors. The extra point by the Tigers is up and good by Aiden Feldman, who comes in for the PAT. And our score, Valley 10, Dowling nothing, with 5:43 remaining here in the first half. We'll take a one-minute break, and you're listening to the 4A State Championship football game live from Cedar Falls here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines.
Did Valley switch their fight song to the Iowa State song?
4610 online at ashworthvision.com.
Why do folks give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? Probably because they love Catholic schools, right? Partially, but they also like the tax benefits. Or they were helped when their kids were in school. Or they have been blessed and want to bless others. Whatever the reason, the 65% tax credits are great. And after all, it's for the kids and their future. Online, ctoiowa.org.
And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadale, Matt Maindring, John Chido, as the Valley Tigers have struck again on a 4-play, 99-yard drive capped off by quarterback Braden Ketcher's 79-yard touchdown pass to Matt Mahoney. Extra point by Aiden Feldman is good, and Valley leading 10-0. John Chido, let's go to you. Your thoughts on that last Valley drive. They dug themselves out of a hole.
Well, first down was a big factor with Jalen Williams getting himself out of trouble from their own one-yard line with a big gain right off the bat on first down. And then the first big play of the game offensively for Valley went for a big score. Coach mentioned Owen Schiltz gambled and missed the ball, and Valley was able to get in the end zone.
All right, Valley now kicking off, and here's Lennox Krill, boots it in the end zone over Gavin Williams, touchback. And Dowling will have it first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Now, both Dowling drives. The Maroons were driving on the Valley Tigers, Matt, but they both ended in turnovers on a pair of interceptions by Jurek.
Yeah, you see them move the ball all the way down the field on the ground and then having to get behind the chains a little bit, end up in third and long, and then having to throw. And Hank's thrown a couple into a couple areas where, you know, it's Jurek has made two great plays. And they weren't bad throws. They weren't, you know, just Jurek has made a play.
Yes, he has. Well, see if Dowling can respond. Pistol formation, well, diamond formation, handoff Gavin Williams. He bounces outside the numbers, is loose down the far sideline, and he's finally upended as he crosses the 43-yard line, and that's where they'll spot him down. So Gavin, a 23-yard run to start this Dowling series.
Coming out of that started in that diamond formation again, and Gavin just gets to the edge, and he gets out there and he lowers his shoulder. That's what you like to see from that young man.
Works so well. It's second or first and 10. They'll work out of the diamond again. Hand off Gavin Williams. Bounces outside, and he's finally run out of bounds at midfield as one of the sideline crane chain gang goes down. Hope he's all right. Dowling coach is attending to him, but Gavin gets out of bounds, gaining 7 that time, Matt, at midfield.
Here's what I've known. You know, when Gavin does that, he runs up in the line of scrimmage, and what it creates for him when he gets outside is a one-on-one situation, him in a corner. And, you know, Gavin's going to win that battle.
He likes his chances.
Yeah.
Second and 3, Maroons. Dowling with the diamond formation. That means Tegan Johnson and Zach Swagger are lined up right beside quarterback Hank Hemrick with Gavin Williams behind Hemrick. Again, handoff Gavin Williams, and he bounces over left guard and tackle, and he plods his way for a couple yards down to the Valley 48. Second down 8 coming up.
What a fast-moving game this is. We've got 5 minutes left in the quarter already, in the second quarter, and first down now for Dowling as you start to think about how many possessions are you going to get, and Dowling's got to take advantage of one of these here and put some points on the board.
Well, the Maroons have moved the ball tonight. Unfortunately, Valley has come up with red zone interceptions, and now they'll work the diamond again. This time, Hemrick, he'll fake the handoff and keep it, trying to get around left end, and he's finally hit and dropped down to the 46-yard line. Kind of a little reverse there. They had Gavin Williams going right, and Hank faked the handoff and went left, and he created a one-on-one with the corner and safety over there, Matt, but he only got a couple yards.
Only got a couple yards. A little misdirection out of that diamond formation, and Valley stayed at home on the backside. And you always want your defensive end stay at home on the backside, and he did there and made a play there for Valley.
Second down, 9 now for Dowling from the Valley 46. Hemrick out of the shotgun. Gives a handoff to Gavin Williams. Out jumps a tackle and down the loose on the sideline inside the 30. Still on his feet, 20. And he's finally, as he run down, did he step out of bounds? Yes, he did. And they're going to say they're going to put him out inside the 10. I thought he stepped out at the 20 at the 10.
No.
We'll have to watch the replay.
What an amazing run.
Stillwell with a key block. You're right,
Stillwell with a great block, John. That's right. And what an amazing run that young man just had right there. Ran over two guys, jumps one. Uses his hand, keeps his balance.
First and goal, Dowling on the 9. The give is to Gavin Williams. This side goes over right guard and gets down to about the 5-yard line. He'll pick up 4 yards there.
Just inside the 10-yard line, so that means it's first and goal. So there's no first down able to get here. I think you're going to see a steady dose of Gavin Williams.
So Gavin, a 4-yard run, and now they get it into the end zone. Touchdown, Gavin Williams. He went right over to the left side, and he followed his left guard and tackle. Joe Ryan at left guard and Charlie Knight to left tackle. Touchdown, Dowling. The Maroons are on the board. Just under 4 minutes to play. Valley 10, Dowling 6. Pending the extra point here, Matt.
Pending the extra point. Charlie Knight, it was the tight end blocked down, and Charlie Knight slid out, kicked the end out, and it just created a seam that no one was home on for Gavin to slide up in there and get to cross the end zone.
7 plays, 80 yards in the Dowling drive. The Maroons did not attempt to pass during that drive as the extra point is up, and it is good by Jake Calvert. So the score remains, or rather is, Valley 10 and Dowling 7. Back with after this timeout, you're listening to the state championship for a championship football game from the Union Dome at Cedar Falls, along with Matt Mandring and John Chido. I'm Mark Amadale. It's Valley 10, Dowling 7, just under 4 minutes remaining here in the second quarter on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. Dowling kicking off, and Calvert's kick is picked up at the 5-yard line and run back by the Valley Tigers. That might be Jaden Williams on the return. He returns it to about the 25-yard line. 10-7 is our score. Valley leading Dowling. The Maroons go on a 7-play, 80-yard drive, capped off by Gavin Williams' 5-yard run. But John Chidle, it was Gavin Williams' 37-yard run right in the middle of that sequence that paid dividends for the Maroons.
Yeah, and Dowling did what they do best, and that's their identity, running the football, and it was a great success with a lot of runs to the short side of the field. Dowling had numbers on looks, and Matt Stilwell with the block on that big run by Gavin Williams set that touchdown up. That was a great block by Matt Stilwell.
It certainly was, and it set up a big run for Gavin, who we thought was out of bounds right around the 20. But first down Valley, toss play left side from their own 25, and hit and drop in the backfield is Creighton Mitchell, who returns to the lineup as Valley alternates their tailback. Jaden Williams was in, and now a penalty flag on the backside of this. Williams was hit, or rather Mitchell hit back at the 20. He'll lose 5, and Valley may lose some more here, Matt.
Yeah, they're going to go back. Someone got a little push in there, and we saw a white jersey go flying, so we're going to get 15 yards backing up,
that's
I believe.
Never a good idea. So
no.
Mitchell will lose 5, back to the 20, and then they'll assess the penalty.
Saw Theo.
They're going to get the big right tackle, Logan Mueller, for the personal foul. Now the referee tonight is going to talk to Gary Swenson. The Valley head coach Greg Worrell is our white hat tonight and referee. And Mueller picked up the penalty.
And I'm trying to figure out here if they're going to give him first down over again. But I think it was after the play, so it's going to be second.
We don't know if it's after the play. We don't know if it's after the play.
I think it was after the play. The down marker is staying at second down. And that might be what Coach Swenson is
talking
about.
And then it's half the distance. So
right.
Okay, you're right, because he was sacked back, or he was stopped back at the 20, a 5-yard loss, Matt, and then half the distance would be the 10. So you are right.
And so
second down, Valley back at the 10-yard line. And Mueller with the, we don't know if it's a costly penalty, but unusual penalty for Logan Mueller.
Yeah, it's, you know, the emotion is going to run high in this game, and it's, you're trying to keep him in check as much as you can. And you saw the Dowling defense really rally to the football right there. That's as aggressive as we've seen them in this football game so far.
Yeah, they've taken it up a notch, and now second down 25. The give is to Mitchell, and he kind of is moving himself through traffic, and he finally gets up from the line of scrimmage to the 10 up to the 15-yard line, but he struggled to get there and now has helped up. But tough run that time by Creighton Mitchell.
Like a little water bug in there behind that line of scrimmage. He was shooting around in there, and I thought he was going to pop out there for a little bit and make a big run out of it. Dowling defense held tough and was able to get the stop inside there. You get guys you had Russell Pearson in there and Theo Davis and company. They're getting the job done right now.
All right, New is in as a receiver. He'll be slot right. Got to watch Mahoney. He had the touchdown reception, slot or wide receiver left. They're looking his way, and now catcher being flushed in the pocket. And he's tripped up from behind by Jackson Filer at the 20-yard line. And
that's a big play.
It'll bring up third down, and I think Dowling has called a timeout to stop the clock, did they?
Yeah, they called it.
Yeah, they got to put some time back on the clock. It's a timeout Dowling, I believe. We'll see if we'll get the referee's mic here.
And Jackson Filer squeezed through there, got and chased him down from behind, makes a big play, flushing him out, and Big momentum switch here. Dowling gets the ball back with 2.5 minutes to go and gives them an opportunity to tie or go ahead here.
No question about it. It'll be a 4th and 15 Valley from their own 20-yard line. Catcher a gain of 5 that time before he was hit and tackled by Jackson Filer. I want to remind you of our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, Kemen, Mercy One, and Two Rivers Glass and Door. Mark Amadale, Matt Mandring, John Chido here on Iowa Catholic Radio tonight. The 4A championship game, Dowling back in it for the 7th straight year. And John Chido, your assessment, the Dowling defense, what have they done since the opening drive of Valley as far as Grant Boston, the defensive coordinator for Dowling, and their adjustments?
Well, the defensive tackles and the ends are not getting too far upfield and creating those running lanes, and they've done a great job staying at home, and they cut off that counter play that Valley likes to run and giving Valley no running room.
All right, New, who goes from receiver to punter. Penalty flags down. They're going to kill the play. New gets the kick away, but this is all going to come back as back deep for Dowling was Stillwell. Matt Stillwell at his own 40-yard line, and we'll get the call from the official tonight. I want to congratulate the crew. They've got the 4A championship game. Greg Worrell and his crew tonight. We'll see if we can pick up the false start on the Valley Tigers. They mark it against C.J. Stillman, one of the special team offensive line there. So they'll mark him back 5 yards.
I want to build off what John said there about getting too much penetration. For those not familiar with the game, sometimes defensively you can get too far in the offensive backfield, and that allows the offense to move in behind you, and that's what was happened early to the Maroon defense.
All right, New, a kick and fielded by Stillwell at around the 50-yard line. It drives him back, and Dowling will start 1st and 10 from their own 48-yard line. They spot it down. Much better job that time by Stillwell as he got up, and he figured, you know, if he didn't have it timed right, it's going to go over his head anyway, but he... On that short kick of about 30 yards, Dowling with the ball. Trailing 10-7, Matt, 2:26 remaining. And Dowling has 2 timeouts left. Valley has 3.
Well, the one thing about it right now, Valley's defense, the only way they've stopped Dowling, they haven't stopped the run game. They've only stopped the game through the air by the interception. And you got 2-something left. You got plenty of time to run your offense, running the football down here. And to mix in a little play action. So this is a big series as you go towards the half.
All right, the Dowling offense on the field. The quarterback is Hank Kemrick. He gets a snap out of the shotgun as Tegan Johnson back there. Rolls to his left, kind of strings the play out, and Hank just gets behind a couple of offensive linemen and bowls his way inside the 50 and finally stacked up at the Tiger 48, a gain of 4. But that was a lot of east-west running before he picked up 4 yards heading south.
Yeah, it shows you what I know. What does Dowling do? They come out and try to throw a pass on first down. But rolling Hank out gives you that option to run the football in there, and that's what they did, and they got a few positive yards there.
All right, 2nd down 6 for the Maroons. Actually going to spot him back at the 49 of Valley. 3-yard gain for Hank Kemrick on 2nd and 7. Minute 45, the game clock running here in the first half. Hemrick back to throw, looks over the middle, throws it over the middle. He's got Jackman open, but he overthrew him, incomplete. Josh Jackman on the fly route, on the seam route, rather. Overthrew him, incomplete, about 5 yards, but he was behind the corner in safety there, Matt.
He did. They got behind him on that play. And, you know, the last pass that Hank threw, he let it up in the air too long. This one he needed a little more air under to let Jackman run under it. They got him out where they wanted. They got the play they wanted. They got the design they wanted. Just didn't get it finished.
All right, stops the clock at the minute 40. Valley fans on the near sideline right in front of us here at Press Row at the Unidome cheering on their defense. 3rd and 7, Dowling. Maroons going left to right in front of us. Hemrick has 3 receivers left. Now gets one of them in motion. That's Jackman, and now penalty flags down, and we got a timeout Dowling, I believe.
I don't know if the play clock was running down.
And we'll take a 1-minute break. Minute 40 remaining in the half. Dowling trailing Valley. Valley 10, Dowling 7. Back in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemen, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80%
of the
world.
Hey, Mark, I didn't hear the ref
call on
either. Kemen
is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries.
I didn't hear the ref call on either.
Transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemen, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemen.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
All right, third and seven, Dowling back to throw. Hemrick fires the ball downfield for Louis Brooks. The pass is incomplete inside the 10-yard line on third and seven for the Maroons. That'll bring up fourth and seven as that pass to Brooks. That's the first time they've targeted him tonight, Matt Maindring, as Louis had a couple touchdown receptions in the first meeting between the two teams 11 weeks ago, but tonight he's been held in check.
Yeah, the Hank tried to throw him open. He tried to throw him out there where he could run underneath it and get it going, and Louis's angle was a little bit different on that route, and so way overthrown, and now you get a fourth and you get to punt the ball away.
Yeah, fourth and seven, and now Nyante Gerke goes from linebacker to punter, and he kicks it away. High end over end kick inside the 5-yard line. Fielded by Valley. Are you kidding me? And dropped by Trajan Thornton. Hit and dropped at the 5 as he did not fair catch. He wanted to run it out, and that's where the Tigers will have it with a minute 25 and a half.
Looked like Christian Owsley. Was that Chris Owsley on the bottom of that and making a nice tackle there? Yes, that was Owsley on the bottom of that pile, and I was surprised he caught that ball too, because at the 5-yard line, you don't want to do that.
You want to kind of let it roll, and if they down it, they down it.
Right.
But, beautiful punt that time of 44 yards by Nyante Gerke. And fielded by Thornton, and Trajan was hit and dropped. So that's a stoppage of play as the Valley offense comes on the field. I see our halftime guest, Mr. O'Connor, made it past security. He's right behind you, Mr.
Well, that's
Maynard.
Good. They let him in.
Yeah, they did. They let Jepson in last week. I was surprised how he got through. He must have promised him tickets to Grandview football or something. But here's a handoff. As
ball's out.
Loose, and Dowling recovers it, and hopefully that'll be it. We'll see. Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to say Dowling football as Mitchell hits the ground. And I think he was saying, hey, I was down. My knee hit the ground. But high school football, you don't have the ability to replay. But we may hear.
We may hear. It was a bang-bang play. And that ball came out. And I don't know if that's Christian Owsley on the tackle there. We're going to get a look at it right here. And that ball is out.
It's loose before
his knee
hits.
Yeah. It's out.
And Owsley just happened to be right there and recovered
Schiltz,
by Owsley.
Schiltz recovers it, and it looked like, and nice hit. Gerke.
Gerke recovered
Gerke on the stick.
So Dowling with the first down at the Valley 14-yard line. The Maroons go right up the gut on the handoff. They keep the football, and that is Tegan Johnson back in there. He and Gavin Williams stay in the ball game at tailbacks.
Is that Hank Kimrick on that carry? And it was Hank Kimrick on a keep. Off tackle out of that diamond formation. They're flip-flopping their line right now are the Maroons.
All right, second and four, Dowling from the 8-yard line.
That's touchdown.
And that is Gavin Williams, and he gets into the end zone, touchdown. It wasn't a clean play, Matt, but it was a play that worked, and Gavin had a little contact. He carried tacklers in maybe the last 3 yards. Touchdown, Dowling, and the Maroons have retaken the lead.
I couldn't tell. It looked like they flipped Stein over to that side of the field, and then they pulled I believe Joe Ryan around on that play, and Gavin just patiently waited, let the blocks develop, and bowled into the end zone.
Well, two plays, 14 yards on the Dowling touchdown drive after the Creighton Mitchell fumble. Dowling recovers it at the Valley 14, and they go two plays, extra point by Calvert. The ball is up, and the kick is good. So it's Dowling now leading 14-10 over the Valley Tigers with 51 seconds remaining here in the first half. We'll take a break, come back with the kickoff. You're listening to Dowling Catholic Football here on Championship Friday, the 4A Championship game here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
Support for programming on Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, the leader in commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door for one-of-a-kind world-class design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door, serving imaginations since 1992.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
We're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadeo, Matt Maindring. Dowling leading 14-10. This is the Maroons' first lead. It came at the 110 mark of the second quarter. After the Maroons take advantage of a Creighton Mitchell fumble by Valley. Maroons go two plays, 14 yards. For the touchdown, Gavin Williams' second touchdown of the night. John Chido, your thoughts on the Dowling defense? That was a tremendous hit. Was it by Gerke?
Yeah, it was by Neonte Gerke and then Owen Schultz with the recovery that led to that Dowling score. But I like that touchdown look where they went an unbalanced look and Valley didn't shift to it, and with that extra guy blocking was a big play.
All right, Valley with the first down from their own 29-yard line with 39 seconds remaining in the first half, and the Tigers now run a running play with Creighton Mitchell, rather Jaden Williams in there now.
Schultz and Keough on the tackle for the Maroons as Valley's going to be content here to let the clock run out. They'll probably run one more play. They got three timeouts. Maroons get the ball first coming
right
into half. So
right,
usually, you know, you see them gamble a little bit more here, but.
All right, Tigers with it. They keep it on the ground to Williams, and he crosses the 35 up near. That's brought him down to 38
short,
for a gain of seven.
Short of the first down, so the clock will run out.
Well, we've come to the end of the first half with the score. Dowling 14, Valley 10. The Tigers got out to a 10-0 lead in the first quarter and first half. Their big play was Matt Mahoney's 79-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Braden Ketcher. But Dowling comes back. Back-to-back touchdown runs by Gavin Williams. And, hey, we got the Dowling defensive coordinator up here. We'll take him, and that is Mr. Grant Bossom. Grant, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate the opportunity here. So,
yeah, you having fun?
Yeah, we're good. This is kind of ball game we're expecting. You know, that first series, they pushed us around a little bit. We got our bearings, and then had a good opportunity third and long, and we our best kid on one of their best kids. And you know what? He's going to make that play nine times out of ten. But I'm really proud of how we responded the two series after that.
The bend but don't break defense. Valley gets the opening drive, and you hold them to a field goal. You got to be pretty good about that because you can't simulate their intensity in practice. But you know what? Your kids responded well.
Or their physical size. You know, I think that's the challenge of the first series is just match up physical size. So, you know, we handle things up front, you know, and we're not going to lose the ball game. We make them score field goals, and that's not going to happen. We got to keep them out of the end zone.
Yeah, the speed of the defense, they gained confidence series, and you really see them rallying to the football right now.
Early we're just stepping up, and we're getting sealed on the edge a little bit. And, you know, I think we responded to it. And, you know, here's the deal. We put them in a passing situation third and long, and you know, we missed the play, but we're gonna take care of them here in the second half here on this.
You know, overplaying, I know you want to be aggressive and you got to be careful your DN's overplaying. I think that was maybe the case a little bit in the first half. You adjust, you kind of scaled it back a little bit. So more or less staying home but being aggressive.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We just got to be good tacklers. They're talented backs, and at the end of the day, this becomes a passing ball game on their end. We're in good shape. And at the end of the day, here's the deal. Our offense got things clicking, you know, and I think, you know, we have two really good drives that we can't quite finish. We got full faith that that's going to happen here. And we talk about winning the middle six, middle eight. We did that, and we got the ball coming back second half.
Well, best of luck at halftime.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
For joining us,
yep.
And we'll go see you.
No problem.
All right, Grant Bossom, Dowling defensive coordinator, visiting what they're with us here at halftime at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadeo, Matt Maindring. Let's take a look at the first half statistics by Coach Seifert, as he does a great job all season long. And we'll start at the top here, Matt. Total offense, Dowling with 196 yards. Valley with 184. Pretty
can't
even.
Get much more balanced than that.
You know, Dowling with 46 yards in the air. Valley with 82 yards. Of course, a lot of that was the touchdown reception of 79 yards. You throw that out, and that makes things a little bit makes it a little bit different. Rushing yards, Dowling with 150 yards rushing, Valley with 102, and turnovers Dowling has thrown turnovers. Valley with one turnover here in the first half. Maroons with 12 first downs. Valley with six. And quarterback Hank Hemrick, 3 out of 7 passing, 2 interceptions for 46 yards and no touchdowns. Catcher for Valley, 2 out of 3 passing, 82 yards and a touchdown. Gavin Williams, 10 rushes for 101 yards and 2 touchdowns to lead Dowling. Hank Hemrick, 9 carries, 25 yards, and Tegan Johnson, 5 carries for 24 yards. For the Valley Tigers, Creighton Mitchell, 13 carries, 75 yards on the evening. Jaden Williams, 5 carries for 18 yards, and Ryan New, 1 carry for 6 yards to lead Valley. Leading receiver for Dowling, Josh Jackman, 2 catches, 32 yards, and Andrew Lynch, 1 catch for 14 yards. For Valley, Matthew Mahoney had the 1 catch, 79 yards and a touchdown. And your guy, Nate Wilcoxon, just 1 catch for 3 yards. He's our big third down receiver. So that's a look at some of the numbers here in the first half with Dowling leading Valley 14-10, Matt.
I think the biggest thing is Dowling has 116 rushing yards in that second quarter and took over the game up front in that line of scrimmage. And so the momentum changed. And as you know, in this game between these two teams, it's going to go back and forth about 3 more times before the game is over.
We've seen this movie before. It's a rerun.
You've seen it more than me.
trust me, both teams will make tremendous adjustments. We're going to take a break here at halftime. Matt, you and John can too. We're going to bring in the Dowling boys basketball coach as they have recognition going on the field here at the Uni Dome with their special recognition of coaches. Right now, it's Dowling leading at halftime over Valley in the 4A championship game. Dowling 14, Valley 10. And we'll be back after this break. We'll be visiting with head coach Michael Connor of the Dowling boys basketball team after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic football. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying their homemade bread, fried peppers, and real Italian desserts and more. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown, TamiaAndSons.net.
And welcome back to the Unidome here in Cedar Falls alongside Matt Maindring and John Chido. Mark Amadale, our halftime score in the 4A championship game. It's Dowling 14 and the Valley Tigers 10. And now joined by the head boys basketball coach at Dowling Catholic and also the assistant athletic director to Mary Pick and to Tom Wilson. Oh, did I say that right? It's Michael Connor, OC. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here. Good to be back with you guys and set the record straight. We both work for Mary Pick.
Well said, my friend. And she's at home and she's just burying herself in her hands. I could just hear that.
She might be in attendance tonight. You never know with Mary.
Oh, good for her.
She's a mover and a shaker. Wherever the party's at is where she'll be.
Well, the party right now is a transition between fall sports and so much success on both sides of the aisle, the girls and boys teams, whether it be swimming, cross country, you name it, they've had a lot of success. The football team playing for their 7th straight title. Transitioning to your winter sports, you along with Kristen Meyer, who's a girls basketball coach at Dowling, and, of course, you've got wrestling practice. All the winter sports practices started. The girls started a couple weeks ago. You started last Monday. And, Mike, we're looking forward to Dowling girls and boys basketball. We talked to Kristen last week. We're talking to you now. You got to be excited about the season. I looked up 6 out of your top 8 return. I know a few of them are playing here tonight. You're not going to get them till next week. But you got to be happy with the experience you bring back.
Yeah, absolutely. And before I start talking hoops, I do think it's worth talking about the fall because we've had an incredible fall at Dowling. And football gets a ton of credit. They get a ton of attention, which they certainly deserve. But we have a few other programs that have done some tremendous things in their own right here. Our boys cross-country team, I think, has won back-to-back. And they've been in the top 2 or 3 the last 4 or 5 years. Our girls team went again this year and battled a ton of injuries and found a way to get there and still finish in the top 10. Golf team made state tournament again. Volleyball is at the state tournament again.
Absolutely.
Our girls swim team, we won it this year, and I think what people don't know or forget is they were the runner-up the last 2 years. So for them to get over the hump this year was really, really neat. So us winter sport coaches have a lot to live up to the next 3 or 4 months to get out of the shadow of the fall sports.
Well, I know that you and your coaching staff, we'll talk about those guys in a minute, are going to welcome an experienced group of Maroons. And you look at last year, and Mike, you know this, CIML is tough to play whether you're in conference or out of conference, but that prepares you a lot for the postseason because it's a grind just to get the postseason. And you battled back. You went through sub-state final. You got a higher seed, which really helped you, I think, and then got to play in the state tournament. And that's going to benefit this group. As I mentioned, 6 out of your top 8 scorers return. That includes the experience factor. I know some of those guys are playing football right now. Your leading scorer from last year, Matt Stillwell, is. But you got to be pretty happy with the possibilities on a very tough schedule that you have open up with.
Yeah, we are. You know, last year was a really, really special year. And some people may say, well, you went 13-11. But where we started to where we finished was a complete 180. And that was a true testament to our seniors and the overall character of our kids and just how tough and resilient and they're a credit to their perseverance. So anytime you're young like we were last year and you have some talent, which we felt we had last year, you do feel pretty good about what you have coming back. And Matt and Michael and Andrew are playing football, and but then we've got Ryan Riggs, Matt Riedel, Drew Daniel, Will Yergay, Joe Stracco. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody that have been through the wars a little bit, that have been here this fall and helping us get ready. So, yeah, we're awfully excited. Expectations are high with the experience we have coming back and with the addition of Omaha, and rightly so. We're certainly not going to run from those, but we're not going to be defined by the expectations and thoughts and feelings of others. We know that we've got a lot of growing to do as a team if we're going to reach our own expectations and standards.
Yeah, you mentioned the experience you have coming back, and you mentioned Omaha, city of Omaha. I don't think our listeners know too much about him. Us basketball people do. Omaha, Bijek, he is in your program as a freshman, and this young man has been, taking numbers with some juniors and seniors during the fall circuit, or rather the summer circuit, hasn't he?
He has, and it's Omaha Blue.
Blue, I'm sorry.
Ruat Bijek is his cousin, so that's an easy mistake to make. Omaha's had a really good summer with us. He's had a really good fall. He's transitioned well. He's extremely coachable. The hype is warranted. But what's impressed us the most is just how coachable he is, how humble he is. You don't get that with young kids this day and age with all the accolades and attention they have. He's been tremendous. And our experienced guys have been really good about welcoming him, helping him, showing him the ropes. So we feel like we got a really good thing going right now. But you know, we're all day to day in this, and we go to practice tomorrow. We got to make sure we're getting better. And again, we can't get caught up in all the things people are saying and all the things people are thinking. We just got to go out and focus on getting better every week.
Well, we're visiting with Michael Connor, the boys basketball coach at Dowling Catholic here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We're halftime of the 4A state championship game. Dowling leading Valley by a score of 14-10. Have you ever had to tell a principal to quiet down because he's at?
Actually, I hear people say that to him in the hallways all the time, like Denise and Mary.
Well, he's talking football right now. But, Mike, I looked at your boys' schedule, and you start off the season December 3rd at Iowa City West. Are you kidding me? And then it's Valley, Roosevelt, Ankeny, and 3 of those first 4 on the road. The Valley game is your home opener. But what a schedule you have put together. And I say you because you're part of the athletic staff.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah, awfully difficult. Obviously not – made any easier by the prowess of our football team and giving these kids a couple extra days off, but that's okay. It's not really about where you start, it's about where you finish. And to be honest with you, looking back to last year, we kind of looked at those first 2 games as exhibition games. We weren't ready to compete at that level. We would have been by the end of the year, but given the circumstance, we weren't. It's no excuse. We knew that. And we'll take it the same way this year. Win, lose, draw, we're going to go back to work the next day and keep focus on getting better. And, you know, if we win both of those games, if we lose both of those games, if we split, our season should not be defined by that first week. We should be defined by what we do in January and February and the growth we make, and that's what we'll strive for.
Again, visiting with Michael Connor, the Dowling boys basketball coach, and season opens up on Tuesday, December 3rd, as you travel to Iowa City West High School, just south of here as we leave the Unidome. But then your home opener is Friday, December 6th. It'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. We'll have it on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling hosting the Valley Tigers, so what a way to start that off. And these guys just got done shaking hands. They will shake hands after the game, and they'll shake hands before you and Coach Windhorse get him on that Friday night. But, Mike, let's talk about your coaching staff. One thing I got to mention about your staff is I noticed your sophomore coach, I go back a ways with him, the Henkinius family.
Yep.
You've got Pat as your sophomore head coach, as Coach Pipple has, I believe, left the state. He moved on or something.
He's still in state, but he had a young daughter.
That's right.
He had a young son, and he wanted to spend more time with his family. And as we know,
so you got
Hank's taxing.
Yeah, I get that. So you got Hank over from Urbandale, mm-hmm. and I walk in there and I look and I said, "Oh, so we got a relative to the Wiskus family, Mary Beth's relative in the coaching staff." That's got to be Pat does a great job. Did a great job for years at Urbandale. Some of his Urbandale teams were tremendous, and you have him on. You had the right idea to get him when he was a free agent. You had the right idea. Good guy.
We've talked about it for a couple of years. I really like Pat as a person. He's a character. He's got a great sense of humor. He's got a great demeanor. Coach Bjorken at Urbandale, who's a close friend of mine, has always raved about Hank, and if Coach Bjorken raves about somebody, then they must be pretty good.
Yeah,
that's a pretty high compliment there. And he was looking, and we were interested, and we were looking, and I asked him if he had interest, and thankfully it worked out. We're lucky to have him, and I think our program will really benefit from having him around. I know our sophomores will certainly benefit this year, and he will keep the mood light.
Yes, he will. Well, you also have back Nick Wagner and Jimmy Nahas and your varsity staff. So looking forward to it. Mike, we got to run in the final minute of warm-ups here for the second half. And you got to be pretty excited seeing these guys going for title number 7 in a row. Is that amazing?
It's unthinkable, to be honest with you. I mean, you wake up and you're like, seriously, 7? I mean, when's the other shoe going to drop?
Right.
And that was a strong second quarter there, and I'm glad number 21's on our team.
Yes, Gavin Williams.
Because that guy's a dude. And if we keep giving him the ball, Tom, good things are going to happen.
That's right. OC, thanks for joining us. We'll look forward to visit with you throughout the season.
Thanks, Mamel.
Dowling boys basketball coach Michael Connor, my guest. We'll take a one-minute break. Return is 14-10. Dowling leading Valley at halftime. Back with the second half kickoff in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Why do folks give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? Probably because they love Catholic schools, right? Partially, but they also like the tax benefits, or they were helped when their kids were in school, or they have been blessed and want to bless others. Whatever the reason, the 65% tax credits are great, and after all, it's for the kids and their future. Online, ctoiowa.org.
We're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadale, Matt Maindering, John Chido. Dowling leading 14-10 at halftime as Valley will kick off. And John Chido, before we get the kickoff, your thoughts on what you and Matt were hashing out behind us when OC and I are trying to have a conversation and you guys were talking football.
We were just getting excited.
Oh, I know you were. Well, let's have it. Let's start with our listeners.
Dowling's going to have to isolate Jurek and keep the ball away from him in the passing game. He's made 2 big plays that's made differences for Valley. And we've got to get back to running the football like Dowling does well and keep fouling those third and long situations.
All right, here's Gavin Williams on the return from his own goal line. He gets it up near the 20-yard line. That's where Dowling offense will start. Matt Maindering, 1st and 10. Let's see now the adjustments, the chess match between Coach Wilson and Coach Swenson go on. Your thoughts?
These two veterans now, it's always fun to come out after halftime and see what these two staffs have done. You know, the thing that we saw, and as the game progressed in the first half, is Dowling's running game couldn't be stopped. And it didn't matter who was running the football, whether it was Hank, whether it was Gavin, or whether it was Teagan. And so let's see if that carries through in the second half.
All right, Dowling in a pistol formation. Hank Hemrick, the give is to Gavin Williams, and he gets and bowls his way over left guard and center up to about the 24-yard line, gain of four. So more of that running game. And Dowling has mixed the pass and the run. Unfortunately, the Maroons have been touched for a couple of turnovers that were deep into Valley territory and really didn't hurt them. Well, the one did, because the one you wouldn't think of, Valley ticks over in their one-yard line, and they go 99 yards for a score. So that you don't like. Second down and six. Back to throw Hemrick. Fires the ball out. It's caught by Josh Jackman. First down. Cross the 30 up to the 33-yard line. A gain of 9 yards.
This is one of those plays that you've scouted and you've looked at the game tape, and you see that they're leaving a void where the tight end can run to, and they're just running a little tight end pop pass, dump, whatever you want to call it, and they're getting it for an easy 7-8 yards.
All right, handoff. Gavin Williams is in the backfield, across the 35, and he bowls his way up near the 38-yard line for a gain of five.
That's Gavin running hard right there, a small crease, and he was able to get through there and pound forward for about 6-7 yards. The number 25 had him at the line of scrimmage there, Clayton Adamson.
That's a safety.
Yeah, and he danced out of it and made a plus play.
All right, so that'll bring up second and five, and the give is to Williams. A little misdirection. They ran to the left, and he gets across the 40 up to the 41-yard line. Gain of three, and it'll bring up third down and short for Dowling.
Typically in these ball games for Dowling, you know, this is where the offensive line, their conditioning and stuff starts to take over. And as you get deep into the third quarter, that offensive line starts to wear that defensive front down.
Dowling, a pair of touchdowns by Gavin Williams in the first half of 5 and 8 yards. Valley with a 27-yard field goal, and Mahoney, 79-yard catch. And now send three receivers to the left, and the handoff up the gut to Williams, and he bowls his way, and I believe he got the first down up to the 44. Gain of three, and it'll be a first down Dowling at the 44, and just straight up the gut. Although Dowling showed that passing formation with three receivers, and they brought Louis Brooks in motion.
Brought him in motion. They saw they had man coverage, ran him across. That runs another guy out of that area and creates a void. And that one, they just said, you know, man to man, we're just going to run right at you and get a first down.
They did, as they had all the other window dressing as receivers with Brooks and Stillwell. All right, first down Dowling from their own 44. Gavin Williams with a handoff, and he gets across midfield, and he brought down on the Valley side of the 50-yard line. Gain of six. It'll bring up second and four.
Another one of those stretch plays where they stretch the offensive line's blocking out to the right side of the field, and then Gavin sees a crease, cuts it back, and gets a plus five, plus six play.
All right, Dowling, the visiting team tonight. They're on their all-white uniforms, maroon numbers, and maroon Ds on their helmet. Valley, the home team, and they're all black jerseys, white pants. And a little misdirection. Hemrick, quarterback reverse, kind of. Quarterback counter. And he crosses midfield, brought down at the Valley 46, gain of four.
Really nice play by Jake Granquist right there, because that defensive end, if he doesn't stay home on that play, that is a big play. Hank pops that play right there for a big gain if Granquist doesn't stay home on the weak side of the formation.
All right. Diamond formation for Dowling. They bring in Swagger, the tight end slash fullback, along with Tegan Johnson and Gavin Williams, the tailback. And Hank Hemrick out of the shotgun between all three. Handoff Gavin Williams right up the gut. And Valley swallows him up as he gets the handoff. And he'll be driven down at the 47.
It's going to be just short. It's going to be real interesting here. This is a tough one for Coach Wilson. Maybe not so tough. He's going to go for it.
They'll bring it fourth and one at the 47 of Valley. Actually, Gavin lost a yard there after he was swallowed up. They didn't even really see him go down. So Williams in the backfield, two receivers right. Jackman goes in motion. Now Dowling will look to the sideline and get a secondary sign. Fourth and one, Dowling at the 47. Hemrick will keep the football. He's got the first down. Turns the corner, breaks a tackle. Down the far sideline, 30. Inside the 20.
Cut.
Reverse pivot, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Hank Hemrick.
Hank
what a move at the 20-yard line. Thought he was going out of bounds. He stopped and cut back. Hank on a 47-yard touchdown. And Dowling now extends its lead to 20-10 with just under 8 minutes remaining third quarter, gentlemen.
That was one of those things that Johnny and I were talking about here in the hallway. But Hank has become such a threat running the football, and that was a great run, great sidestep downfield, great block by Gavin Williams. When that play gets replayed, you're going to watch Gavin Williams get a good block out in the side there to create an avenue.
All right, Calvert with the extra point. It's up and good. Jake converts on the Tamia and Son extra point, and Dowling now with a 21-10 lead here in the 4A championship game. Just under 8 minutes remaining, third quarter, back in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadeo, Matt Mandring, John Chido. Dowling going, taking the opening kickoff of the second half. The Maroons go 9 plays, 80 yards, capped off by quarterback Hank Hemrick, a 47-yard run for the Dowling quarterback. And the Maroons have their largest lead of the night, 21-10 over Valley. And John Chido is, I know you're not on the field tonight, but you know, we're going to keep everything the same. Your analysis of that drive, one thing I want to take off on what Coach Mandring said here earlier, how about early in the game, Valley takes the opening kickoff, they go all the way down and settle for a field goal. Dowling takes the opening kickoff the second half, and they score 6 and tack on the extra point.
Yeah, big fourth down in one play. They brought motion to the strong side, and Valley was overloaded there with their linebacker. They went to a 5-man front there. And Hank, they had the numbers. Dowling had the numbers on the weak side with Gavin Williams leading the way. And Hank ran that stretch play, was able to get the edge, and made a nice cutback to get in the end zone. But great look for Dowling there. That was a look-over play. So they had 2 plays called, and they saw how they lined up, and they went with the QB stretch.
And Hank Hemrick did the rest, Matt. Just a great individual effort. Thought he was going to be running out of bounds to get the first down at the 20. And he does a nice cutback against the grain.
He stopped on a dime, and the defender was flying by him, and then it was all white jerseys from there.
All right, here is the kickoff by Calvert. That'll be booted in the end zone. Touchback as Valley will not return it. Jaden Williams was the kick returner at the time. It'll be 1st and 10 Tigers from their own 20-yard line. We'll see what kind of adjustments the Valley offense made against Dowling's defense here, Matt.
It's so disheartening on that last drive. You know, Valley gets out there and gets a good stop on 3rd and short and creates a 4th and 1. And Dowling, that's a tough one to bounce back from. And Valley's offense didn't show much in the second quarter, and so it's going to be tough for them to come back here. But the one thing I will say, catcher, 13 of 25 in that first game for 140 yards. Their receivers are really good. There's no time to take a breath right here, and you can bet that's what the defense talked about.
Yeah, he's already hit for 79 yards to Mahoney earlier in the game, the Valley quarterback has. So it's first down, Valley, and they'll hand it off to their tailback, and that's Creighton Mitchell trying to turn the corner, and he's hit and drop. Little sweep play, and he kind of strung it out towards the numbers there, Matt. He got outside the left hash, and he couldn't turn the corner, and he gained a yard.
Owen Schiltz came up from his corner position and made the tackle there for the Maroons as the rest of the defense just pushed that play to the edge, push it to the edge, make him run to the outside, make Mitchell run to the outside, and then Owen Schiltz there shuts it down.
I want to thank Ashworth Vision along with Construction Professionals and Dental Associates for providing our coverage tonight and supporting us all year long as we bring
you. Little Wildcat here.
Yeah, now I see the Wildcat you mentioned, and that is Jack Johnson, the wide receiver, who is the Wildcat at quarterback, gets a direct snap, and he gets up to the well, not even to the line of scrimmage, driven back at the 20-yard line. He'll lose a yard.
Michael Keel wasn't having anything of it. He didn't have – he said, not on my watch, and came up there and made a stick right in the middle of the line of scrimmage for the stop.
So a one-yard loss on the Wildcat for Valley, and it'll bring up 3rd and 10 Tigers. They'll move catcher back to quarterback. Braden Ketcher, the senior quarterback, 6'2", 185 pounds. Two receivers right, one to the left, tight end on the right. Ketcher back to throw out of the shotgun. Now wants to run. Lobs the ball downfield. He's got a man open, and that's your guy, Wilcox. An incomplete. He threw it a little too long as Ketcher was on the run, but you know that's who they look to as Wilcoxon.
He is the X factor for this offense, and he's the guy that's going to slip through. He's under the radar. Fullback down the middle of the field, creating a seam. Good thing it was overthrown.
Yes, indeed.
For the Maroons.
Mr. Maindrick, you are correct. All right. 4th and 10 Valley. The punting unit is their wide receiver, Ryan New, who is 3rd in receptions on the team. He is their punter, averaging 37.5 yards. He'll stand back at his 6-yard line awaiting the snap. Low snap, penalty flags down, and they're going to kill the play. Might have had procedure on the line of scrimmage for Valley.
It was a choppy start. I don't know if he didn't snap it on time or what. There was movement.
We're going to see if we can pick up the official's mic. And our producer, Jeff Piggott, please let me know if it doesn't come through. As we're mic'd up here with the officiating crew as we were last week. Try to get the...
On the defense, 5-yard penalty.
I don't know if that came through. I don't know if that came through or not.
Well, they called it on Dowling.
Procedure. Procedure against Dowling. So that'll be 5-yard penalty and move the ball up to the 25. 4th and 5 now for Valley. The Maroons are guilty of offside. New awaits a snap at his 11. Takes a couple steps and gets the punt away. Angling towards the near sideline, towards the Valley bench inside the 40. Still will let it bounce. And it takes a Valley bounce down to the 30-yard line. And that's where Dowling will start. 1st and 10 from their own 30-yard line here in the 4A state championship game here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadeo, Matt Maindring, Dowling 21. And the Valley Tigers 10. And John Chido, your thoughts. The Dowling defense, again, we're talking about adjustments and what each team did, and Valley wanted to reestablish their ground game, and the Valley defense or Dowling defense didn't let them do much.
Yeah, Dowling's defensive line is doing a better job of not getting too far upfield and containing these running backs. They ran that wildcat, wasn't successful. Catcher had time to or stepped up in the pocket, but he had to throw that ball on the run that caused that errant throw there.
All right, quarterback Hank Emmerich, first pass completed. That's Louis Brooks, gets loose on the far sideline, picks up the first down, and finally tackled, shoestring tackle at the 41-yard line. Louis gets loose for 11 yards, but it could have been more, Matt.
Yeah, Gavin Williams is a decoy out of the backfield there, and you forget about Louis Brooks. All the attention runs to Gavin as he runs out into the flats or out into to the boundary there, and the pass goes into Louis underneath, and nice run. He almost did break it.
Yes, he did. Good tackle that time by the Valley safety who corralled him. 21-10 Dowling. Game clock under 6 minutes now here in the third quarter. Emmerich a quarterback, and the handoff goes to his tailback. Now bouncing out of there, and that's Tegan Johnson. Boy, he was shot out of a cannon. Thought he was going to be dropped for a loss back at the 40-yard line, and now a penalty flag down where Tegan bounced out of, and we may have holding, as we will check with our video board, maybe able to pick that up. Our official referee tonight is Greg Worrell, and it looks like it's going to be against Dowling, and that'll be marked from the flag at the 36-yard line, Matt.
It's in that area where it's no doubt it's holding, and you see the white jerseys walking backwards.
So that'll negate the gain of 8 yards by Tegan. Penalty against Dowling.
One of those tough plays where the play bounced away from him and it went outside, and so, oh yeah, there's the holding in the middle of the field. Sometimes when you get those change of directions, the offensive linemen are caught off guard, and the defender is changing directions on them from where they think the running back is, and creates a hold situation.
A 28-yard penalty after where Tegan was tackled and where Dowling now has the ball back to the 21-yard line. And now they're going to move it up to the 26. So somebody must
they miscounted here.
Miscounted the steps.
I don't understand how.
They got it fixed now. It's just a matter of where they were going to initiate the penalty from. A lot of times it's from where the flag is thrown.
Yeah, but, you know, usually if it's a hold, they marked it from where the spot of the flag.
All right, so it is first and 25 Maroons. Hemrick at quarterback. Double reverse. Gavin Williams, he hands it off to Louis Brooks. Turns up field at the 30, still on his feet. And he's going to be hit and wrapped up at the 32-yard line. He'll gain 6 yards after he ran 15 sideways. He finally got upfield for about 6 up to the 32.
He ran a long ways and got a little bit. And nice blow there by C.J. Stillman from his defensive tackle position as he flowed across the field to get the stop for the Tigers.
It'll bring up second down for the Maroons, second and 18 from the Dowling 33-yard line. Brooks, a 7-yard run officially credited. Jackman goes in motion right to left. Dowling overloads the left side with 3 receivers.
And you notice the defense did not move much right
there.
So that means you got numbers now on your trip side.
And now Dowling calls timeout. So we'll take one ourselves. 4 minutes, 51 seconds remaining, third quarter. It's Dowling 21 and the Valley Tigers 10 in the 4A state championship game from the Unidome and Cedar Falls here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Dowling with a second and 18. Back to throw was Hank Hemrick, and he rolled out of the pocket, and he was hit and dropped at the 30-yard line. He'll lose 3 yards on the play, and it'll bring up third and 21 here, Matt Maindring, and Valley had that well defended.
Yeah, Carson Shelton was not. He's now the guy that's what I would say mirroring Hemrick in the backfield, and he flowed with Hemrick and was able to get the stop and make this a third and a bunch. So and you see a safe play coming out of here. Hank's got a little bit of a hitch in his giddy up here as he walks up to take the snap.
They may have came down wrong after he was trying to avoid the Valley defender. Third and 21, Dowling on their own 30.
And that's called, the coaching staff's going to call a timeout because I don't think they feel like he can.
Delay a game on the offense.
5-yard penalty. Repeat the down.
Yeah, they didn't take the, I think the coaching staff was wanting an injury timeout and they weren't going to get it. So they took the 5-yard penalty and they're going to substitute. I believe they'll take Hemrick out. He was battling a hip or something.
It looked like
he fell down.
I don't know if that's an ankle. And so now this is a big play here as Steingraber comes in, and this is one of those things where as the season goes on, your backup quarterback, if you're Dowling, gets a lot of snaps in those games that
yes, he does.
When the score gets lopsided.
And how unusual is this? A year ago, it was Jason Murray who went down in the second half, and Tegan Johnson took his place. Handoff goes to Tegan Johnson. And he fights for a few yards up near the 30-yard line after he was brought down. Dowling starting back at the 25 after the penalty of delay of game. And Tiga gets some of those yards back. Steingraber comes in for one snap, the junior. And it'll bring a fourth down. Gerke in to punt for Dowling. It's fourth and 22. Dowling on their own 29-yard line here,
When you're establishing the game on the ground, you're becoming a run offense. Those holding plays just they multiply. I mean, it's like a 20-yard penalty and then puts you behind the chains and it's tough to get out of it.
All right, Dowling to punt. Gerke gets it away. It's a knuckleball into the air. It'll bounce right about midfield, and Valley fields the football. Nate Loker, the punt returner, fields it, and he's down right at the 48-yard line in Valley territory.
He did not fair catch that in traffic and goes up and makes a play and almost kept his feet to turn that play into a big one for Valley.
So the Tigers will take over first and 10 from their own 48-yard line with 3:14 remaining third quarter. Mark Amadale, Matt Maindring. And now joined by John Chuttle. And, John, give us your thoughts. Hemric going down after trying to evade a tackler. Lost 3 yards, and we may have lost a quarterback for a bit here.
Yeah, hopefully he's healthy and can come back because he's been a big, big factor in the second half running the football. But Coach mentioned it. You cannot have these penalties start behind the chains for the Dowling offense.
Yeah, no question. Now back to throw. His catcher, and he's being chased, and he's going to fire the ball downfield. The pass is caught. His safety valve receiver, and he gets the block. Down the near sideline goes Jack Johnson, and he's run out of bounds inside the Dowling 30. What a play that time by catcher, staying alive, the Valley quarterback. And he had one arm around his leg, and he wouldn't go down. And finally found Jack Johnson, the leading receiver for Valley, with the big catch.
Yeah, he stayed alive, and there was a great block downfield for the Valley receiver coming back on that play and sprung it so that Jack Johnson could get down there and get down to the 32-yard line.
So a 20-yard reception that time by Johnson. Handoff goes to Jaden Williams out of the backfield. Tries to turn the corner, and he's stacked up back at the 35. He'll lose 2 yards. They're going to spot forward progress to the 34. So Jaden Williams coming in and losing a couple yards there, Matt.
Neonti Gurky gets up on the bottom of the pile there and created a pile to stop that play up as Jaden Williams is trying to get outside. And you see that the Dowling defense has really shut down that run game right now, and that's causing fits for Valley.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how Valley counteracts that. Something, you do that, something's open, and it's usually single coverage. They'll look for Mahoney at the top with single coverage there. Now here's the snap, and it's a jet sweep. Ryan New, the wide receiver, turns the corner down the far sideline, finally pushed out of bounds on the Dowling sideline over the 26-yard line. He'll pick up 8 yards.
And we got a flag on the play. This could be coming back.
So New gets the handoff on the jet sweep. The Valley wide receiver going right to left. Turns the corner. And a penalty flag down back at the 36-yard line.
Holding. Number 78, Black.
Holding
on Valley.
Repeat
the down 10-yard penalty.
Colby Christensen, the left tackle for the Tigers, gets called for the hold, and that backs him up. And I don't know what that race car or that car is over there, but that thing got trashed on the out of bounds there.
Well, it's in front of the Dowling dance team and cheerleaders, I believe. I don't know.
I don't know either, but it got rolled up along with one cheerleader.
All right, so Valley is backed up to the Dowling 46-yard line on the holding penalty. It's second and 24 Tigers. Catcher at quarterback out of the shotgun. Back to throw, has time, fires downfield, and the pass is caught. And with the reception, that is Ryan New, and he's finally run out of bounds. The Dowling defender back there was Keough, and it looks like he either temporarily lost his footing, but he's finally running him out of bounds.
Yeah, he got turned around a little bit and got caught in his own feet just a hair and allowed enough room. Catcher throws a strong football, and he was able to get down there and get the ball to Ryan New.
So New, a 33-yard reception, gives Valley a first down. Inside the 15, they're going to spot it at the Dowling 13. First and 10, Valley. Dowling 21, Valley 10. Final minute and a half of the third quarter. Handoff goes to Jaden Williams, and he's hit and dropped right at the line of scrimmage.
Appears to be that would have been Neonti Gurky again coming up and making the hit on that play, or better yet, it was Adam Brock. Adam Brock comes up and makes the play there for the Maroons to get the stop on Williams.
That's a 3-yard gain on the play. And it'll bring up second down 7 for the Valley Tigers as Braden Ketcher at quarterback, offset eye formation, Wilcox in the fullback. They fake the handoff, little swing pass left side, caught by Williams, finally caught from behind at the 9-yard line, or that would have went for a touchdown. Great job by the Dowling defender.
Yeah, what a play by Michael Keough. What a play. He came from behind. That play looked like it was going to go for a touchdown, and Michael Keough accelerated, caught him from behind, and makes a shoestring tackle for the Maroon defense.
No gain on the play officially, but, Matt, it was feast or famine there with Keough making the stop at the line of scrimmage.
They ran some misdirection on that play, then slipped Williamson out to the side. Williams out to the side, and well-designed play. Michael Keough made the better play.
All right, so it brings up third down and 7 for Valley. Ball on the 10-yard line. The give is to Mitchell, who's back in there. Creighton Mitchell, and he runs right up the gut down to the 5-yard line. It'll bring up fourth down, 4th and 1. Valley needs to get to the 4.
At the end of the quarter.
And what a perfect place for a timeout. We've come to the end of the third quarter in the 4A championship game as we're live at the Union Dome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadale, Matt Maindring, John Chido. Our score, the defending 6-time champion, Dowling Maroons 21, the Valley Tigers 10. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
Support for programming on Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, the leader in commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door for one-of-a-kind world-class design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door, serving imaginations since 1992.
And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadale, Matt Maindring, and John Chido. As we begin the fourth quarter with Dowling leading 21-10. And John Chido, as we bring you back into the mold here, Hank Hemrick, although Valley's had the football here, and they're presenting a drive. It's 4th and 2 Valley in the Dowling 5. But your thoughts next time Dowling gets the football, is it Steingraber? Is Jake, the junior quarterback, going to take over? Is Hank... they rubbed out whatever happened to his hip or ankle or knee. Be interested to see who comes out at quarterback for Dowling.
Well, hopefully it's Hank, and he's not injured too bad, Mark, because he's a big factor in that running game, as we mentioned before, and that would be a big loss. Takes away one of those three running backs that Dowling has and been successful, and with your senior leadership, that would be a big loss. And if he can't make it, then Jake's going to have to step up and play, and it's the next man in, and he's been schooled all year long to be in this position, and by the coaching staff, he gets the reps to be able to do that.
All right. Thank you, John Chido, for that update.
Here we go.
All right, 4th and 2 for Valley at the 5-yard line. Tight formation for Valley, one back, and that's Mitchell. He gets the handoff right side, puts his head down, looking for second effort. I don't think he got it. Down at the 4-yard line.
Where the official marked it, where he ran in, I think he's short.
And Valley thinks they got it, and this is going to come down to where the spot is. We can't see because we are blocked out by the teams. And it is close. Near the 3 is where he needed to go, and they're going to measure here, gentlemen. So with 11:53 to go here in the fourth quarter, as we're just underway.
Yeah, he's short.
Creighton Mitchell just shy of the first down. The Dowling defense holds. What a season they've had. And they come up big time in the big time game. Deep in Dowling territory.
Now, here's really where you want your veteran quarterback to come back on the field and just be able to hand the ball off, because even though you get a stop, you're still on the 3.5-yard line, and bad things can happen, and the games can flip in a hurry.
Mitchell gained 1.5 yards. That's how much he was short. He was 0.5 yard short. Unbelievable.
And Hank Hemrick does come back onto the field, which is a great sign for the Maroon offense.
All right. Dowling deep in their own territory after the Maroon defense hold. 1st and 10 Dowling at the 3.5-yard line, if you will. Pistol formation, low snap. They give it to Gavin Williams, and he busts out up across left guard and tackle up across the 5 to the 6-yard line for a gain of about 3. They bring up 2nd down, and we'll call it 7.
Gavin just shows his patience over and over again, getting up in that line of scrimmage and letting those blockers, letting Nank and Ryan and Bulls and sit and do their thing, and it's fun to watch.
Dowling staying in that diamond formation with Zach Swagger and Tegan Johnson at fullback, and the quarterback is Hemrick. He gives it to Gavin Williams. Gavin trying to pop it outside, and he's brought down at the line of scrimmage, no gain. He tried to drag that play to the left. Try to get outside left in, and Valley would have nothing to do. Second, or third down and about eight.
Valley's seen enough of that where they Gavin's been able to drag that play, you know, bounce it to the boundary, and then be able to turn it upfield and get positive yards. And Tiger defense did a really good job there of stopping that up.
All right, once again, diamond formation.
Oh, penalty. They just got the defender, Jake Granquist, lined up offsides.
And penalty flags go down, as you mentioned that, and the head linesman comes over and talks to the official, and we'll get the call.
Dead ball. Encroachment, 99, the defense.
You are exactly right, Matt. Offside, Quint Granquist.
You feel bad for the young man because I think he got lost on the field. He didn't know where he was. Didn't know where, in relationship to the line of scrimmage, because he ran onto the field and got too far across and then got back late.
Well, third and long turns into third and short. Third and three for Dowling on the 11. On the Dowling 11. And the handoff, Gavin Williams, left side, tries to bounce it outside. He's got the first down, still on his feet and run out of bounds, shy of the 20. He didn't need to get that far, but he did. And that'll stop the clock with 10:44 to go. And that right now is what's not on Dowling's side is the clock. They want to run this clock and just swallow up time. And Maroons are used to that hurry-up offense, so they're going to have to slow it down, Matt, and execute here to finish this off.
Right now, 4 yards and a cloud of dust,
yeah,
or a cloud of black
BBs. We want the Woody Hayes offense in here, the late Ohio State coach and his offense. First down, Dowling. Ball's on the 18-yard line. Gavin gained 7 last time. They give to Williams again, and he muscles way up to the 19, and that's it for a gain of 1 to bring up second down 9 as the game clock continues to wind.
Hank Kimmerick is not himself back there right now, and he's, you know, right now he's just an offense manager.
Yes.
Get the ball to the right person and let the running game and this big offensive line take over.
It's like the Maroons are playing with one hand behind their back with their quarterback, and they're just going to stay in that diamond formation. Two fullbacks, and the tailback is Williams. Hank Kimmerick out of the shotgun. Snap, the give is to Gavin. And he bowls his way to the 20, a gain of 1. We'll bring up third and long for the Maroons. Third and 8 for Dowling.
Shows his toughness in there for Hank as he's going in there, and he's not going to watch this last quarter from the sideline. He's going to go out there and grind it out. Now, here's a big play. Third and long.
In a passing formation.
Passing formation,
yeah,
coming in, and this would be a play where you normally would see Hank be that dual threat. So we'll see what Coach Wilson dials up here.
All right, Zwager in at fullback. Gavin Williams is a tailback. They put in two receivers to the left, does Dowling. Tied in on the right. Here's Hemrick. Read option to give us to Gavin Williams, and he's hit and met at the line of scrimmage and dropped. No gain in the play. It'll bring up 4th and 8 for Dowling on the 20-yard line. With 9:20 remaining, the game clock continues to run.
Right on the bottom of the, you know, for the Tiger defense right there, you saw C.J. Stillman and Carson Shelton and company coming up and making the stop on Gavin. And, you know, right now you're just trying to flip the field back a little bit too. And they got out of the hole. They made the stop, make Valley drive again.
And this will be big because Gerke will punt back at his own 6-yard line. Line of scrimmage is the 20. Good snap. Gerke gets it away. It's a low, spirally kick, and it's fielded by Valley at the 45. And on the return, that is Trajan Thornton, and he turns the corner, crosses midfield, and is down at the Dowling 45. So the Tigers will take over 1st and 10 from the Dowling 45. Dowling leading 21-10 in the fourth quarter here with 8:44 remaining. And we've got a media timeout, so we'll take one ourselves. 8:44 left, fourth quarter, Dowling 21, Valley 10 in the 4A state championship game on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style,
now
and
I can hear that,
providing
ref.
Tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic football. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country, authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons' bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying their homemade bread, fried peppers, and real Italian desserts and more. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown, tamiaandsons.net.
And back at the Unidome here in Cedar Falls, Iowa, alongside Matt Mainring, Mark Amadale. John Chido also with us tonight, not on the sidelines, but up here in the booth. And, Johnny, give us your perspective with Dowling leading 21-10, 8 minutes, 44 seconds on the game clock, and Valley with the first down after the change of possession at the Dowling 45.
Well, obviously this is a big possession for the Valley Tigers. I think you'll see a lot more passing here. They had some success with that with Ryan New with that out and up, and had Dowling's secondary off balance and had great success with that. And I think you'll see a lot more of that type of routes on the outside to let catcher throw. He's got a good arm.
Yes, he does. All right. First and 10, Valley. Catcher at quarterback, back to throw on first down, fires to his right, and he threw it ahead of Ryan New, the intended receiver, incomplete. He had New as the under receiver, and then he had Mahoney going the deep route there, Matt, so he had his choice, and he overthrew him.
He took New on that underneath route. They run one guy deep and then run another guy underneath him right behind him on that into the flats, He piped that ball. He threw it out there on a string and knew wasn't able to get to it in time. Jackson Filer coming off the edge. The kid's got a motor, and this is the time of the game where he usually has an impact play.
Now, the game is of inches, as you know, Matt, and sometimes you can hurry things. Back to throw is a quarterback catcher. Throws down the near sideline for Mahoney. Incomplete. He had one-on-one coverage that time by Austin Klein of Dowling.
They had him isolated out there, and Matthew Mahoney had a step on Austin down the side. The catcher just threw that one out of bounds, and that's the, you know, earlier in the game it looked like catcher got up a little gimpy, and it doesn't look like his leg. He's got a little hitch there, and I don't know if he was able to plant as well as he can, and because that's an uncharacteristic ball right there for him.
So that would be safe to say we see both quarterbacks now not 100%, but still in the ball game as they should be. Offset eye formation, back to throw catcher. He has pressure, throws the ball, and it's nearly caught by Wilcoxon. Ruled incomplete as Michael Keel was near the ball. And fortunately for Valley, it was incomplete. But I'll tell you what, catcher got that off. How he did, I don't know.
I don't know either, because he had big number 67 coming at him, and
Jackson Filer.
Yeah, and Jackson Filer, and he got rid of that football to Wilcoxon. And
67 is Russell Pearson.
That's Pearson, okay. Yeah. I couldn't find him on my one roster.
Well, he was 76 last week, and they flipped him back to 67.
Okay that's right. What I thought.
All right, 4th and 10, Valley going for it. Back on their own 45. Catcher back to throw, and he underthrows the intended receiver. Incomplete, and boy, did they ever flip the field. Valley turns the ball on downs, and Dowling has a first down at their own 45, so they go from their own 20, Matt, on their last possession. Yeah. The Dowling offense will take over on their own 40.
Really good coverage downfield for the Maroons, and even if Wilcoxon catches that football, he's 7-8 yards short of a first down, as Jack Meyer was right there to make the stop if he would have caught the football. And here we see Hank hobbling out there to run the offense.
8 minutes, 25 seconds remaining, and you're going to see this the rest of the game, I think, out of Dowling. Pistol or diamond formation. Hemrick, the give is to Gavin Williams, running outside, trying to turn the corner. He's got to stay in bounds, and he gets up the midfield, and they keep the clock running again to 5.
They're going to say that his knee was down inside, and so they keep the clock turning. That's big.
Brings up 2nd down and 5 for the Maroons at midfield. Game clock at 8 minutes and counting. Dowling 21, Valley 10.
Matt Stillwell on that play did a good job of not getting a hold, because he was tied up with the defender out there and let his hands off at the right time.
Hank Hemrick lumbering out there at quarterback. He was injured on a play. They put Williams in motion to give us to Tegan Johnson, and he's hit and dropped as he turned the corner running left. At midfield, no gain.
Blake Underwood from his linebacker position right there with a big tackle for the Tiger defense.
So that'll bring up 3rd and 5, Dowling. Line of scrimmage is the 50-yard line. Maroons trying to grind the clock here. Final 7 minutes and 20 seconds here on the fourth quarter. Clock running, and Dowling's going to let it run.
Gavin Williams comes off the field, and that means Tegan is the focus back here. We'll see if Hemrick, if they try to throw the football here.
All right, Hank at quarterback, offset eye formation, inside handoff, and that is Tegan Johnson turning the corner at midfield. and gets his way down to the 48 of Valley. Gain of 2 to bring up fourth down and about 3.
Fourth and 3, and Coach Wilson's contemplating over there. And this is one of those things where you want to go for it because you know that if you get a first down here, it's a game ender. I mean, it really puts pressure on Valley.
Well, 20 seconds left on the play clock, and Dallin's just going to grind this down. And now the Maroons putting in the punting unit, led by punter Nyante Gerke, who also is a starting linebacker for Dowling.
Who was a quarterback last year.
Yes, he was.
I'm just going to plant that seed.
Yeah, he was a quarterback. But we'll see.
I'm not going to plant
it's
it this
all
time.
Counting, it's all about counting in the box. I think he's going to punt it away, and he will.
I think he will, too.
Nice punt by Gerke. And they will return it. That is Trajan Thornton with it at the 10. Down the near sideline, finally run out of bounds. And they get a nice return that time by Trajan. Up to about the 25-yard line. That's where Valley will take over. First and 10. 6 minutes, 9 seconds remaining. Fourth quarter, Dowling 21, Valley 10 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. The 4A state championship game. Let's bring in John Chido, who is our sideline reporter, posted right next to us. Go ahead, Johnny.
Well, Valley on their last drive before that, they had some able to connect with it, and then that last fourth down play was a screen pass. And Dowling was able to get pressure and made catcher throw it off balance, and it was incomplete.
All right, 6:09 remaining. First down pass overthrew Wilcoxon badly that time, incomplete. So catcher, and you're right, he is showing the effects.
Yeah,
he's got a leg injury too, like Hemrick.
Something is off with catcher because that young man impressed me so much the first time we played him. He throws that ball in the line. Yeah. Watching the tape, he is a very, very good quarterback. And right now, the ball is off right now.
And now Valley going with their both their tailbacks, Jaden Williams and Creighton Mitchell in there, number 7 and number 9. Second and 10, Valley from their own 24. Game clock stopped at 6:04. Inside handoff, and that might be Mitchell, and it is. And he spins out of a tackle and finally goes out of bounds. Valley fans want a horse collar, and they got it. They got a horse collar on the Dowling defender.
Yeah,
so Mitchell on a little jet sweep, Matt, turned the corner, and they're going to add 15 more.
Hard to see from up here how close they are to the line, the out-of-bounds line, but it looks like they're going to get a Dowling defender for a personal foul.
So he got up to about the 29, a 5-yard run, and you can tack on 15 more, and we'll get the call.
Unnecessary roughness, number 42 on Dowling, 15-yard penalty.
So they're going to get Dowling's Christian Owsley for the unsportsmanlike penalty, which was a horse collar, up to the 44-yard line. The ball will be moved and placed. So it'll be a first down, Tigers.
The game flowed to the out-of-bounds, to the boundary there, and it looked like Nyante Gerke had finally got the stop on him, and then Christian Owsley came up late, and they called the penalty.
All right, first and 10, Valley, from their own 44-yard line. Two receivers to the right. Catcher out of the shotgun, back to throw, and rifles the ball downfield. He's got a man open, and he's caught the football, and it's Ryan New, and he's going to go in for the score. He avoided Brock, and he out-dueled the defender there. Touchdown, Ryan New, and Valley back in business.
Very similar to with Hank Hemrick, how he was able to escape late in that play and make a play. New, now that's catcher throwing a football like we've seen him throw it earlier in the year, or early in the game even. And he stepped up, planted, and threw a rifle shot down to New. Just over the defender.
Yeah, 66-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Braden Ketcher to Ryan New. And now Valley will go for two, I believe. And they're going to call a timeout. We'll keep it here with 5:47 remaining fourth quarter. Dowling 21, Valley Tigers 16. It's not over yet. As you would expect on championship night, Valley-Dowling, these two teams done battle for many, many years, and finally the whole state gets to watch and listen to the broadcast of two teams that are separated by two exits on I-235 through West Des Moines. How about that, Matt?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Right now, Coach Wentz is going to go for two on this to try to make it a three-point game, and Valley's got a very good field goal unit and trying to get it to that point where they can make it a three-point game, a one-possession game. So big play right here, because if they don't get it, they're down by 5, then they need a touchdown. Johnny?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And with 5:47 to go, they're going to go for 2 to cut it to 3. And it's a huge play for the Dowling defense. And you know, going back to that last series, that you get that unnecessary roughness. It would have been a third and long situation. It ended up being a 15-yard penalty. Let Valley, with first down, they're able to run something downfield and take a shot, and they did. And catcher did a nice job throwing it back across his body to Ryan New.
All right, Valley going for the two-point conversion, 21-16. Dowling with the lead, catcher at quarterback.
Oh, they got an illegal motion.
And we had a couple players going in motion, a little crisscross action. They faked the handoff to New on a jet sweep, and they were going to give it to Creighton Mitchell going right.
Yeah,
and this will come back, I believe. So this will be a little bit longer
dead
than
ball.
A 3 yard.
Motion, number 88.
So they usually get the tight end, Matt. Eli Reardon, the tight end on that play, the sophomore, with the illegal motion. Go ahead.
A lot of times what you see on that in the goal line right there, they do that handoff, and the kid has the option to run or pass. I don't know if that's what was coming out of that situation right there. Surprised me Coach Linson's going to gamble here and still try to make this a three-point game from the seven.
They'll move it back, as you mentioned, to the seven-yard line. Dowling showing blitz. Catcher back to throw. He's got pressure, and the ball is intercepted by Brower as the two-point conversion is no good. So Dowling now leading 21-16, and the Tigers have got to score a touchdown to go ahead. Their field goal won't tie it. So we'll take a timeout. 5:47 remaining. Dowling 21 and Valley 16 here in the fourth quarter of the 4A State Championship game. Back with more after these messages on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Okay.
Why do folks give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? Probably because they love Catholic schools, right? Partially, but they also like the tax benefits, or they were helped when their kids were in school, or they have been blessed and want to bless others. Whatever the reason, the 65% tax credits are great, and after all, it's for the kids and their future. Online, ctoiowa.org.
And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, along with our studio producer, Jeff Pickett. I'm Mark Amadale, Matt Maindring, John Chido alongside here as Dowling now leading 21-16, 5 minutes 47 seconds remaining. Timeout situation, Valley has two timeouts left, Dowling does two. And Matt, Dowling with the first down at their own 20 after the kickoff by Lennox Krell of Valley went into the end zone. So the Maroons start first and 10 from their own 20-yard line, and Dowling has not thrown a pass since Hank Hemrick was injured, although Hank has stayed in the ballgame.
Yeah, this is exciting now.
First down, Dowling, handoff is Gavin Williams. He's hit and dropped back inside the 20, back to the 19-yard line. He'll lose a yard.
Carson Shelton blitzing off the backside on that play, chases it down and gets Gavin Williams as Gavin is trying to slide down the line of scrimmage. So he's playing an outside linebacker position on the weak side, chases it down from the backside, and makes a play.
Second and 11, Dowling. Game clock continues to run, and that is Dowling's enemy right now. 5 minutes, 15 seconds. Second and 11 from their own 19. One receiver on each side of the formation, tight end right. Back to throw is Hemrick for the first time. Lost it downfield for Louis Brooks. The pass is incomplete. Overthrew Louis at the midfield.
Really, it was a pretty good pass. Looked like Louie just jumped a little bit too early on that play, and Hank lofted it out there, and Louie just,
it was over his head.
He cut in a little bit too far there, and they a little misread there between the two. So now you got third and long.
Yep, third and 11. That was Hank's first pass since he injured himself, but has continued to gut it out. It's third and 11, Dowling. Line of scrimmage, a 19-yard line. Valley with a four-man front. Here's the snap. Hemrick back to throw. Has time. Throws it downfield. He threw it away, incomplete. Threw it into the Dowling bench area, and that'll bring up fourth down. And
And that stops the clock with under 5 minutes remaining.
He's hobbled bad. I don't know if he's going to be able to come out in the next series.
So the punting unit comes in for Dowling. Niante Gerke and company. Back deep for the Valley Tigers. This game is not over with yet.
Hank is out there being a warrior trying to gut that baby out. And I don't know if he can keep going.
Yeah, Thornton back deep along with the twin safeties. Gerke gets the punt away. Oh, good
great
kick by Gerke. Gets it to turn over. And Thornton will field it at the 39. Return to his left. Bounces outside 40. And he's in Dowling territory. Run out of bounds at about the 48-yard line in Dowling territory.
All season long, this team has relied on its defense. And right now, the weight is on their shoulders. And the state championship stands between it.
All right, 4:48 remaining, fourth quarter, first down Valley at the Dowling 48. Maroons lead 21-16. John Chido, your thoughts on this next upcoming series?
Well, Dowling's going to have to contain catcher. They're going to have to get to him and make him throw early than he wants to. And Valley's been trying to isolate number 45 Wilcox out in the flat, and he's lined up at that wing position. So look for that coming across the formation.
All right, here is Valley with the ball. Braden Ketcher, quarterback, back to throw he goes. He fires it. Intercepted! Intercepted by the Maroons, and that is the Michael Keogh on the return. Inside the 40, and he's tripped up by one of the Valley linemen, number 54. Zach Schreiner trips him up, and Dowling has the football and maybe another state title with 4.5 minutes remaining, Matt.
Right. I mean, Michael was back there, and Ketcher threw it right to him. He threw it out in front of his receiver a step too far, and Keo was standing there waiting to get the catch, and the game has turned.
It certainly has. First down Dowling at the Valley 39-yard line.
And
nice Hank, return
and,
by
and
Keo.
Hank Kimmerick comes out, and what makes you feel a little bit better about this right now is it's not a passing situation at all, and Hank can stand back there and hand the ball off.
Well, Valley with four in the box, four up down linemen. The give is to Gavin Williams. He drags tacklers down to the 35-yard line as the clock continues to wind. So to bring up second down and six for the Maroons, Gavin gained four.
Now for the fans out there, the Tigers do have two timeouts. The clock is going to run now at four and keep going. Dowling's going to use up all of that clock. Unlike in the professional game or the college game, you don't get that two-minute stop. And this clock is going to wind in a hurry now.
All right, 10 seconds on the play clock. Hemrick with a pistol formation and the give up the gut right to Tegan Johnson. He's hit at the 35 and dropped. No gain on the play. And it'll bring up third and six for the Maroons from the Valley 35.
Again, Carson Shelton getting up off the bottom of the pile, it looks like, along with C.J. Stillman. Those two have had a tremendous game for the Tigers' defense. And the clock right now, Dowling will not have to snap the ball until there's about 3:07 left, somewhere in there, 3:10 on the clock.
Game clock continues to wind here in the fourth quarter. Dowling with a five-point lead over Valley in the 4A championship game. Packed house here at the Union Dome in Cedar Falls. It holds 16,000. I bet we're close to 10 tonight. Back to throw is Hemrick, fires the ball downfield, down the seam route, and he overthrew Louis Brooks in the end zone. Incomplete. That was Stillwell. And overthrew and behind him. That'll stop the clock with 3:05 and bring up fourth and six.
Now, what makes me think, why they threw the ball there, that makes me think that he's going to go for it on fourth down. And so, no, we're going to punt it.
He's going to turn over the defense here, Coach.
That's true. His defense is good.
Niante Gerke into punt. He'll stand at midfield. Valley with a single safety back there, and he's done a nice job. Trajan Thornton, you know his dad Willie, current coach at Valley, former head boys basketball coach there. Trajan, remember when he would just run around a little guy, and he's back to receive the punt. And Gerke gets it away, high kick, and Dowling will be back there, and let's see if they can. Takes a Valley bounce, and the Maroons will down it about the 15-yard line. So. Nice job that time by Kristen Owsley down there to down it. And the Tigers with 2:55 remaining, fourth quarter. Dowling 21, the Valley Tigers 16 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale, Matt Maindring, John Chido. And Johnny, that last defensive front by the Maroons. Keogh gets that interception and switches the field right now. The field has flipped.
Yeah, it sure has. And Michael Keel with a great break on that football. Wilcox was open on the right side, but the catcher was going one way the whole way, and Keel read the eyes and made a nice break on the ball. But this is a huge defensive series here for Dowling.
All right, Valley with the first down at their own 15. They have two timeouts remaining. Just under 3 minutes remaining. Catcher back to throw, and he threw behind his intended receiver that time, a little stop route, and that's Matthew Mahoney. Pass is incomplete to bring up second and 10.
They ran the two receivers off, and then Wilcoxon comes underneath them for a short, would have been a short gain. He's open, but he chose to go down the field there to Matthew Mahoney.
He runs that coy drag route, Matt, underneath the linebackers.
Yep.
And everybody's worried about the receivers, and three of them are out there for Valley. They're good ones.
At this point in the game, I'm okay with an underneath route. It's the seam route when he runs him down the middle of the field that has me.
Dowling has both Keel back at safety, back to throw catcher. Throws near sideline to Wilcox and wants to run out of bounds. He does at 25, and he'll pick up the first down, I believe. Depends on where he stepped out.
Looks like it is going to be a first. No, he's short. Short of the first down, so it's third and short for the Tiger offense.
Yep. 9-yard gain by Wilcoxon on after the catch. And it's third and one, Valley, from the 24-yard line. Dowling 21, Valley 16. 2 minutes, 45 seconds remaining. Play clock down to 10, and now Valley quarterback. Braden Ketcher under center with Mitchell in the backfield. One back, or rather Williams in the backfield. Turns the corner, and he's hit and dropped back at the 25-yard line.
It's going to be
and
enough.
And he'll be near a first down. I think he got it, though.
Yeah, it's going to be enough for a first down, which stops the clock until the chains get set in the high school game. A good hit for Deontay Gerke, I believe, as he came up on that play. But Williams was able to fall forward for a first down.
2 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Game clock continues to run after they wind it. First down, Valley, at their own 25-yard line. Catcher back to throw. Now wants to run. Now steps up, throws downfield, and he overthrew his intended receiver. And that was New, who was trying to split everybody. Incomplete. Brock was back there as safety, and I think.
And Keel was over the top on that play, and so Keel's just sitting back there reading the eyes right now.
And that also back there for Dowling was Owen Schultz. So you had Keel and Schultz. Keel has now moved to safety. You're right, Matt, as he and Brock are the two safeties for the Maroons.
Keel's got such good field awareness. You want him back there right now. He's your field general back there, making sure everything stays in front of him.
And he's staying on Valley's strong side, which is to the right of the quarterback.
Yep.
So. Yep. All right, second and 10, Valley. Catcher back to throw. Has time, fires near side, and the pass is caught at the 35-yard line. Good defense that time
it's
by the Maroons.
Short.
Austin Klein, but shy of the first down.
Yeah, he'll be short of the first down, so the clock will keep running.
New with the reception there, Matt.
New with the reception. The important thing is there, it was short of the first down. Clock keeps rolling as we're under 2 minutes.
Third and one for Valley. Line of scrimmage is the Tiger 35. They hand it off, and that is Mitchell with it, and he's finally corralled at the 40. He picks up the first down with a minute 45 remaining.
Theo Davis lost his shoe up there, gets it back on, and the chains move forward as the clock is stopped at 1:46.
Tigers with the first down as Mitchell picked up 6 yards.
So, again, Valley's got two timeouts as the clock starts to wind again.
First and 10, Valley, at their own 41-yard line. Catcher back to throw, has a little bit of time,
Dowling,
now wants
Dowling
to run.
Brings pressure.
And one guy hits and drops him. He is sacked in the backfield. That is Russell Pearson on the sack.
And catcher just stumbled enough, and Pearson got just enough of him to make him stumble, and catcher had to fall down, end up falling down, couldn't get his balance, and Valley calls a timeout.
All right, we'll keep it here with a minute 27 remaining here in the fourth quarter. It'll be second and 21 for the Valley Tigers, back on their own 30-yard line as a catcher is sacked. A loss of 11 that time. And we want to remind you that if you wouldn't mind giving a tax-deductible gift to Iowa Catholic Radio, your gift allows Iowa Catholic Radio to continue our mission, connecting listeners to Christ. We want to thank you for your prayerful and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com or by calling 515-223-1150. Again, iowacatholicradio.com. We appreciate your support. and your gift is tax deductible. Minute 27 remaining, fourth quarter, Dowling 21, the Valley Tigers 16. John Chido, come on in.
Well, Dowling needs to keep pressure on catcher, make him throw the ball earlier than he wants. They can't get too far upfield and let him step up and make that throw, especially to his right, because he has a strong arm and he throws it on a dime to those receivers when he's able to do that and set his feet. So the defensive line is going to have to keep him contained.
And on the last play, we saw Dowling bring pressure for the first time in the game.
And Russell Pearson with the sack. Back to throw catcher on second and 21. Fires the ball down.
Intercepted.
It's picked off by the Maroons. That's Louis Brooks, or rather check that. It's Adam Brock. With
just
the
lay
reception.
Down.
And he needs a slide. He's going to get hit in the blind side, and he goes down at the Tiger 35. That will do it. Minute 10 remaining. Dowling 21, Valley 16. Brock with the interception, and the Dowling Maroons are on their way to seven straight. We have an injured Tiger on the field after
That's the quarterback catcher, and I didn't see what happened after
play. They're going to show the replay here. Good interception by Brock.
He's up and he's okay as he comes off the field.
He might have taken a backside hit somewhere in there. He gets a block.
Yeah,
and
he did get hit.
I think he made the tackle. Yeah, he made the tackle and got hurt.
I think he got blocked.
And he's coming off under his own power. So that'll do it. Minute 10 remaining. Dowling 21, Valley 16. Mark Amadeo, Matt Maindring here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. We'll catch up with assistant coach Grant Bossom. He'll stop by before he joins the celebration downfield. And the Maroons are in the victory formation, Matt. You know what that feels like. That's a great formation
to
be in.
Best formation in football right there.
And Valley calls timeout.
They're going to burn their last timeout.
Yes, they are. We'll take a one-minute break. 105 remaining in the fourth quarter. Dowling 65 seconds away from their seventh straight title. 21-16 Maroons here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Mark Amadeo, Matt Maindring. Dowling with the lead, 21-16. Final 30 seconds, and the Maroons in the victory formation, third and 20, as Dowling has just taken a knee. Hank Emmerich and Hank will kneel down. And that'll do it. 20 seconds. Valley cannot stop the clock. And the Maroons are winning their seventh straight title. And congratulations to Tom Wilson, the coaching staff. Another state championship as Dowling wins it 21-16 over the Valley Tigers. And Matt Maindring, how about that and how about those Maroons?
That was quite a finish and a scramble down the stretch there. And what a finish for the Maroons as seven in a row. What a deal.
Well, last year an injury was big in the running back and now the quarterback. And we're joined by Jimmy Cataldo, the Dowling sophomore coach, who is the offensive consultant during these games. And Jimmy, congratulations on the win. And I know that coach's box had to be pretty happy. But how about that? Seven in a row, baby.
Just an unbelievable feeling. It's such a tremendous testament to the kids, to the community, to the coaching staff that comes together year after year. And it's just a tremendous, tremendous feeling tonight.
And, Jimmy, to do it against your arch rival, and I know Valley and Dowling know each other, the history, but now the whole state got to see it tonight. And what a chess match it was between Coach Swenson and Coach Wilson and both coaching staffs and the Maroons prevailing here, especially with a quarterback that was injured. You were kind of limiting your play calling. I know you had a big part of that of what you could call and what you couldn't.
Well, it just, I mean, anytime you get Dowling and Valley together, especially here in the state title game, first time ever, and it's exactly what we expected. We expected a complete grind. We predicted a tremendous defensive game, and that's what we saw. It's just a tremendous, and wouldn't love it any better than playing against Valley tonight.
How does that change your what you were doing with Hemrick? Obviously in pain there as you were going down the stretch.
You know, our game plan was to use Hank in the running game, and he goes down, and we're scrambling a little bit, getting our plays together. You know, it's tremendous to have running backs like Tegan Johnson, Gavin Williams, to be able to give a ball to them in a time when we have to kill the clock, and certainly don't have an option to run Hank, and we want to keep the ball on the ground to run the clock, and everybody just gutted up tonight.
You know, we had Coach Bossom on at halftime, and how big has that defense been all season long? The big interceptions by Michael Keedle and Adam Brock, those were huge as Valley's trying to march to a late comeback, and defense stepped up big, Jimmy.
And they did. I mean, you look at our defensive guys, and we're just a bunch of regular guys. And this coaching staff, what they do to break down film and take away tendencies and put guys in position to be successful, you know, you can put guys who are ordinary as we are, but have the heart of a lion and have the effort like you saw tonight.
Jimmy, get down there and celebrate with the coach staff. Thanks for giving us some time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Jimmy Cataldo, Dowling assistant coach, visiting with us here on the postgame show as we have the final stats here, Matt Maindring. And how about that? Is Dowling now going to be awarded their trophy, the seventh straight 4A championship trophy? And congratulations to them and congratulations to Valley. What an opponent, what a program. You know, is this not Coach Swenson's last year? We don't know. We've heard a lot of rumblings about, you know, his retirement possibly. But what a group to go out with. He goes out with all but one senior, and that's one junior that returned for Valley. Dowling kind of in the same boat. But the Valley Tigers now being awarded their runner-up trophy, and their fans in front of us. And this is a tremendous rivalry. And as I mentioned to both of you before, John and Matt, the whole state got to watch Dowling and Valley tonight, and I think that's important. And they see how intense this rivalry is, the jabs go back and forth, but it's a great rivalry and one that others can mirror, Matt, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, such great respect for the people at Valley. They run quality things. They know Dave Maxwell, the principal over there, and he's just you can't ask for a more classy guy than him. And the things that they're doing over there with everything from top to bottom are top-notch. And competition makes you better. And,
yes,
you know,
it does.
And it doesn't matter if it's football, volleyball, swim, you know, the two teams battling it out and everything, you know, elevates the programs on both sides.
Certainly does. John, you know about the workouts, the preparation. It doesn't start in August. It starts in January. We see that during basketball season. A lot of those guys for Dowling and Valley, they're all in their weight room. The ones that aren't out for winter sports are out there getting bigger, faster, stronger. And there are guys behind the scenes that are responsible for that, including Coach Wilson and his staff. And I think that needs to be pointed out because this doesn't happen overnight. Yeah, there's kids that move in. There's kids that move out. But this is the team that is prepared for the late season, prepared for the playoffs, and prepared to take home trophy. And tonight, Dowling took home number 7 in a row.
That the coaching staff puts in behind the scenes is unbelievable, and it starts with the kids as well. In January, like you mentioned, with the speed and agility, the 6 a.m. workouts, Coach Jack's lifting program, it's unbelievable how hard these kids work, how they buy into the program, and the trust that goes amongst the players and the growth, watching them as freshmen to seniors and seeing the class above them and how they work. And it's just a reflection on the guys that came before and reflection on the guys that are here now and the guys that are going to come behind them on the work ethic and the time and the effort you have to put in is remarkable. And it's tremendous for these kids, and the hard work pays off.
Certainly is. We're going to take a break here on our postgame show. We'll head to the postgame show. This is the final. I guess we're still on the extended fourth quarter, but it's Dowling, a final
21-16 over the Valley Tigers. The Maroons bring home trophy number 7. Congratulations to Tom Wilson and the Dowling Maroons. That is their 10th state football title. They've been 7-time runner-ups, and this is their 17th appearance in the state championship game. For the Valley Tigers, this will be their 4th runner-up trophy. They've won 5 titles in their 9th appearance. So Dowling and Valley combined 25 state championship appearances in the 47 years that they've hosted. So we saw the best go at it tonight. Dowling on top, 21-16. Back with the postgame show after this timeout here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic football. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying their homemade bread, fried peppers, and real Italian desserts and more. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown. Net.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls alongside Matt Maindring, Mark Amadale. Final score in the 4A championship game, the Dowling Maroons defeat the Valley Tigers 21-16. Valley season ends with a record of 12-1. And Dowling completes their record with a record of 12-1. The Maroons have won their 11th in a row after losing to Valley in week 2. And, gentlemen, as I kind of gave you a little tidbit before the game, I didn't tell our listeners this, but I told you guys this, state championship games with Dowling. Well, the Maroons in their now 7 in a row, they have handed their opponent in 5 of these matchups their only loss in the state championship game, and Valley was number 5 tonight. Dowling's opponent has come in undefeated, and the Maroons handed them their only loss of the season. Other games last year, Cedar Falls suffered their only loss to Dowling. Iowa City West the year before, their only loss was to Dowling. Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Cedar Rapids Washington were two other teams during this great run by head coach Tom Wilson and company. So 5 of the 7 championships that the Maroons have won, Matt, the Maroons have handed their opponent their only loss of the season.
It shows something about the coaching staff as they continually, and the kids, how they continually work to improve week in and week out. And I just wanted to build off something Coach Cataldo said a little while ago. You know, if you walk by that defensive group in the hallway without pads on, they don't scare you.
Which you do on a daily
which
basis.
Which I do on a daily basis. And, you know, they are not an intimidating bunch. You know, we've had some groups where we had some big kids up front.
Right.
We're able to do some things. You know, Theo Davis, he's singing in the choir and doing those things. He's a big kid and up front. And Jalen Pettis and Russell Pearson, Jackson Filer and company. They've done a heck of a job on that defensive side and just go make plays.
And John, we talked about this throughout the season. Dowling's defense, when we saw him in game 1, was a little bit undersized at some of the positions. Linebacker, up front, new, sophomores playing. You know, they're not as strong as maybe some seniors, but they have continually gotten better throughout the year. And as Matt said, and I think we had one of the coaches here, Jimmy Cataldo, said, you know, these are kids, these are coaching staffs that work to make the kids better week to week, day to day. And that's what they've done week to week, day to day, since the end of July when the Central camp happened, all of August when the preseason camps happened, and then throughout the season, win or loss, this team has gotten better. And it showed because they're set up for a championship run, no matter how big or small they are. And they're a smaller team than probably the last 6 that the Maroons have had.
Yeah, we talked about at the beginning of the game and on the write-up that defense was going to have to come up big today. And I want to go back to at 5:43 left in the second quarter, Valley has a 10-0 lead. And then Dowling was able to get in the end zone. Then right after that, with less than 3 minutes, the big turnover, the fumble that Dowling recovered, they were able to to get in the end zone again, and well, I guess that brought them up 21-10 at half, and that's a big momentum changer, because going back at the first game, Valley had the momentum changer
right.
going in the half. It was
yep.
opposite this time. Dowling did, and the defense with big plays, the fumble recovery, the pick by Michael Keough, the stop on fourth and one,
yeah.
That was huge. Kept Valley out of the end zone, and then Dowling comes back with another pick there to end the game with Adam Brock. So.
Yeah, and it was something I kind of alluded to, because Valley took the opening kickoff, marched down the field, and got settled for a field goal. That's to start the game. Dowling takes a second-half kickoff, Matt, and they march down the field and get the touchdown. And, boy, how much of a change. Field goal versus a touchdown, a big turnaround. And that touchdown by Dowling was Hank Hemrick on his 47-yard yeah. scamper on a fourth-down carry.
We mentioned it at the time that you're not going to be able to kick field goals and beat Dowling. It isn't going to happen. And, you know, but you want to get those first points on the board. So you can't blame Coach Swenson for kicking a field goal at that point. It's just the Dowling defense stepped up when they needed to, force a field goal. It's the right play at the right time for them offensively. And, the game swung back and forth, but both times this year, the team that scored first ends up losing the game.
Yeah. And that you yeah. brought that up, and that happened the last run by the Maroons. You go look back last year to Cedar Falls. We were down at
yeah.
halftime, and remember the big meeting in the end zone, the
yeah.
Dowling?
Yep.
Coach Wilson said, hey, stop right here. We're not going into that tunnel. We're going to talk. And they talked almost part of the halftime with his coaching staff. And Steen's happy, you can tell. But, you know, when Dowling defeated Cedar Falls a year ago, 22-16, they just kind of rallied the troops because they were getting outplayed. And the week mm-hmm. before, Bettendorf took them to four overtime. So that's the kind of thing that you see out of this group. They're resilient, and they're going to find every way to win based on what they have.
Well, Coach Wilson and his staff do an excellent job with their adjustments at halftime. And it showed here again tonight, coming out of the gate. And Coach and I, Matt, we talked about that if we could take that first possession and get up two scores, what a big swing, because it took Valley out of their element. You know, we talked about who's
right.
going to go off script first.
Right.
And
right.
that's when Coach Swenson had to go off a little bit off script on what he wants to do, and they kind of abandoned that running game a little bit and aired it out. And they had some success. Don't get me wrong. Catcher has a great arm, and Ryan New and Mahoney.
Mahoney caught the touchdown.
Wilcoxon. Mm-hmm. I mean, just great athletes. That's a tremendous Valley team.
I don't know if you could talk about a turning point, but I thought when Valley went to that Wildcat for that play, they were deep on their own 20.
Yeah.
I think Dowling said, oh, now you're going to throw a running back, a quarterback, and they just stuffed the play, no gain. And I think you can just see them starting to believe in each other. It's like, you know what? We can get stops every time against this team. And they did, except for that touchdown that Valley scored late by Ryan New and that pass by catcher. They did, but you know, the Dowling defense believed all year, and that's what you hang your hat on. They were probably the most inexperienced coming in the season.
They were.
If I look at my two deep, and I will.
Yeah.
Dowling's defense has two starters returning from last year with three reserves. The Dowling offense had five starters mm-hmm. with three reserves returning from offense. So offense was more experienced, but the defense grew throughout the year.
That experience for the offense was in the offensive line. And you take those young men, Charlie Nang, Joe Ryan, Nolan Sinnott, Ryan Bowles, and Tyler Stein, those five seniors, that – When you can do that with everybody else being first time out there,
right?
That's where you're going to make your money, is that offensive line like that. And those guys just did an outstanding job.
And then we got to think of Jake Olson. Jake played a big part of this run, because after the Dowling lost to Valley in week two, Jake had to play right guard because Bowles moves from guard to tackle. Stein had mono, and he was out for a while. So, and Olson, I'm sure he got in there a time or two, but – you know, that's how you build a team.
I think we're going to see him next year.
I think so. He's one of the few juniors. Because the Maroons started all seniors on their offensive line except Andrew Lynch, the tight end, who will be playing basketball this fall. Louis Brooks is back as a junior. And Swagger's back as a H-back or a fullback tight end. And Steingraber will probably be in competition for the starting quarterback. But the tailbacks are gone, including Hal Schultz. So Tegan Johnson, Gavin Williams, Chase Hauschild. There's a lot of tailback experience gone, but sophomores coming through, as you know, Johnny. So they're just, you know, it's just a program that keeps you on your feet. These guys strive for excellence, and you know what? The coaches demand it.
Yeah, and they do. And the kids grow up real quick between that sophomore and junior year. And with Jalen Pettis and Chase Patton, a lot of playing time, both rotated in there a lot. That's great experience for those two young men coming back next year. That's
may see one, may see one or two on the other side of the ball.
Yep.
Or both sides, you never
but
know.
I want to credit Hank Hemrick. What a season he's had from start to finish.
An amazing season.
I mean, he grew up and really turned into a nice quarterback of being able to run the football, big weapon for him, and to manage the game the way he did. And
well, he had to at the end because he was injured, but, you know, Coach Wilson talked about it on the pregame show tonight, recognizing Hank for, you know, here's a kid who was just kind of going about his business, getting strong in the weight room during the winter, and he's one of those kids, played baseball, started in the outfield for the state tournament baseball team, and just went about his business. And, you know, as he told us, said, what about the quarterback? Well, Hank Hemrick is a leader in the clubhouse, and he led this group of quarterbacks, including Steingraber, sophomore Jake English, Dominic Marasco before Dominic went out with his ACL injury, and he won that battle, and you can see why.
Yeah, yeah, there's no doubt. What work he put in the offseason, Hank did, and his leadership skills was tremendous, and it's great to watch him grow up in middle school football to where he's at now. And you know, that's his first year starting at quarterback.
That's right.
And that's a tough situation to be right out of the chute with those first four or five games when you're playing Waukee and the Valley and Johnson, Centennial, and Aiken.
Exactly. And a month earlier, he was playing in the state baseball tournament, not giving a whole lot of time to football. And here you go. But you saw the experience pay off tonight. And unfortunately for both quarterbacks, because I believe Valley's Braden Ketcher, he was not 100% at the end of the game, and neither was Hank Hemrick. But both teams showed while they are the two best 4A schools, hands down, and Dowling the winner. We're going to take a break, our final break of the football season. Mark Amadale, Matt Mainring, and John Scheider tonight from the Union Dome in Cedar Falls. Again, the final, Dowling 21, Valley 16. The Maroons, the seven-time now defending state champs going into next season. They close out their season with a record of 12-1. Valley closes out their season with a record of 12-1. They had their 12-game winning streak snapped. We'll be back with final thoughts after these words here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic sports and activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And we're back here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. We're just getting the traffic to let out, you know, because it's going to be a long drive, not only out of the Unidome parking lot, because normally, guys, as you know, teams go their separate ways. Everybody's going to be sharing Highway 20 and Highway 35, I-35 back to Des Moines, all the Valley and Dowling fans, which is rightly so. And if somebody's broke down, we'll stop and give them a ride.
That's
if they
right.
need a ride. Until
they need it on the way up. We
had that happen on the way up.
Maroons somebody, helping Maroons on the way up.
Sure indeed. So, well, what a year it's been, gentlemen. I want to thank both of you for being part of our broadcast throughout the year. Yeah, I was at every game, but you guys have missed parts of games for whatever reason, and rightly so. But I want to thank you. I mean, necessarily, Matt, all the time you put in at Dowling with your job as the principal there at Dowling and getting your football fill on Friday nights with us and traveling to Sioux City and all over Central Iowa. We appreciate that. I really do. And on behalf of Iowa Catholic Radio, we thank you, Matt.
Well, we thank you. We thank you for the coverage that you give our programs. And it's just – you know, it's a great place to work and a great place to watch kids grow. That's what you do the job for kids, and that's what I enjoy about being up here, because I get to know these kids better, and then I get, you know, it creates conversations in the hallways and things like that. And tomorrow night, I'm going to Ames to see All-State Band and Choir do their thing, and so it's just, you know, it's about seeing kids in their best, and that's what we get that a lot.
Yes, we do, and we want to
congratulate the Dowling girls swim team. I think while you were gone,
that was
state title, first time ever. That was awesome. Congratulations to them. You love to see the coaches dive in the pool with their their work clothes on. That don't happen very often. John Chido, again, all the work you did on the sideline. The weather wasn't always the best. But here's a guy who works a full-time job but also coaches the eighth graders. And he's got a couple of those eighth graders that he coached first that are coming through. And Jalen Pettis and Chase Patton, you happen to see as the Dowling eighth grade program began. And now they are sophomores, and they're going to be handed the baton. It's like, okay, you guys are the next 2 years with the senior class next year and the junior class working hard in the off season. And, John, you're a big part of that. You and your staff at the eighth grade level get it all set. And here they are. They're playing on Championship Friday with five other teams or five other classes, and that's got to be awesome. And you guys are a big part of that. You guys get underlooked as your eighth grade team and the freshman squad with Coach Wilkins and Claude and Jimmy Cataldo, the sophomores. But you know what? It all starts there because it starts there, but it ends here on state championship night, Johnny.
Yeah. Shout out to the Catholic Football League, too, because our feeder program is second to none. And Andy Jepson, who's the president, who you've had on here, does a tremendous job. And I want to thank Coach Flood and Coach Hagan and Coach Schumacher and Coach Hansen, the guys I've been able to coach with at the eighth grade level. It's remarkable watching these kids come through the program and be able to have success here and at the Dome, because we talk about that and talk about the guys that come – that came before them and the guys that are going to come behind them. And when it's their turn and the lights are bright and it's Friday night, there's not a better feeling. It's not like you can go out in the backyard and simulate this like you can do a pickup basketball game or pick up a golf club. Some guys only do this up until they're senior, and they'll never put on that helmet again. So,
that's right.
Yeah, cherish every moment of it.
And that's the way with both teams that are involved with this. And, well, guys, any final thoughts before I wrap it up and give our close, Matt?
I want to thank you guys for it. Just makes this easy. I just get to come up here and talk about football. It's a lot of fun.
You did it at halftime. You interrupted a conversation I was having with OC. But he said that happens a lot during the school day, with you and with Mary picking him.
We know who's doing the work. Mary's doing the work. the important thing to remember is it's always, and Coach said it in the pregame, is it's always this team's first. This, and these seniors, this is the one they're going to cherish, and they were a part of the one last year, but this is the one they own. And every year it's a new group and great kids, and that's what's fun, is it's a bunch of great kids led by a bunch of great men. So it's fun to see.
It certainly is, and it's a tremendous coaching staff. That is a, as I told our colleagues up here, there's five guys along with Tom that could be head coaches somewhere. Yeah. We know who they are. I'm not going to call them out because, but I don't want to do that. But they do a tremendous job.
Tom and I were talking about this the other day, and the fact that it's the consistency. The programs that can hold their staffs with the most consistency end up having the most success, and that's top to bottom. And as Johnny was talking about, the eighth grade program, it's the consistency down there. It's consistency all the way up that leads and breeds success.
All right, let's take a look at our final game stats before we go off the air. I forgot about these. Dowling winning 21-16 over Valley in the state championship game. The Maroons bring home trophy number 7 in a row, and the Maroons with 16 first downs, Valley with 12 in the contest. Dowling with total offense of 296 yards on 63 plays. Valley with 324 yards of total offense on 50 plays. The Maroons passed for 66 yards tonight. Valley passed for 208. Dowling with 230 yards on the ground on 51 carries. Valley with 116 yards on the ground with 31 carries. Turnovers tonight, Valley with 2 and Dowling with 2. The Maroons were penalized 5 times for 50 yards. Valley penalized 6 times for 45 yards. Leading rusher for Valley was Creighton Mitchell, 19 carries, 95 yards, and 95 yards. Jaden Williams, 7 carries, 31 yards on the night. And Ryan New, 2 carries for 4 yards. For Dowling, Gavin Williams, 25 carries, 141 yards, and a pair of touchdowns. Hank Hemrick, 12 carries for 72 yards and a touchdown. Tegan Johnson, 10 carries
for 24 yards, and Louis Brooks, one carry for 7 yards. Hank Emmerich was 5 out of 12 passing, 2 interceptions for 66 yards. And Braden Ketcher for Valley, 8 out of 19 passing, 2 interceptions, 208 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Leading receiver for Dowling was Josh Jackman, 3 catches, 41 yards. Andrew Lynch and Louis Brooks with a catch each. Brooks for 11 yards, Lynch with 14 yards. For the Valley Tigers, Ryan New, the leading receiver, 2 catches, 89 yards and a touchdown. Matt Mahoney, 2 catches, 86 yards and a touchdown. Nate Wilcoxon, 2 catches for 13 yards. And Jack Johnson, 1 catch for 20 yards. So, again, the final, Dowling 21, Valley 16. Johnny Chido, any final thoughts before we say so long and head back to Des Moines and West Des Moines for a little celebration, I guess, in the Dowling gym tonight?
Well, thank you both for allowing me to do this. This is the funnest job. Yeah, I don't even call it a job. The funnest thing I'm allowed to do, and it's my sanctuary. It's wonderful, and I appreciate both of you for allowing me to do that. So,
well, I know you're both close to your families, and Matt, we've been praying for years with the loss of your father last week, and our thoughts and prayers continue with your family. I know your mom's back in Northwest Iowa, so we've been making many trips there. So we thank you for taking time out of your busy week, and we remember your. Hey, I wonder what your dad would have said about a night like this.
He said, "This is nothing better than this. You know, it's a game of football. It's just fun. You get two good teams going at it. Fun
and they
stuff.
They were. And Johnny, don't forget, don't be late at tailgate tomorrow because people are counting on you. You are the tailgate master up at Iowa State.
No tailgating tomorrow. We're going to go right when the game starts. It's early start, 11 o'clock. So.
All right. Well, gentlemen, on behalf of everyone at Iowa Catholic Radio, thank you for tagging along with me each and every Friday night, including tonight, all season long. John and Matt, I mean that sincerely, and we'll talk to you during the basketball season. I'm sure you'll stop by, and we'll get
it. Should be a lot of fun. Two great teams, and wrestling, and boys swim.
Absolutely.
I mean, we just roll into the next season. Yeah.
Which reminds me, our next broadcast will be coming Tuesday night as the Dowling girls open up their season at Des Moines Lincoln. We'll be live from the roundhouse there. I think it's been a few years since we've been there. But Dowling and Lincoln, girls basketball, pregame 7:30 and tip-off 7:45, Dowling. And, yes, it's Caitlin Clark's fourth year. I told Coach Chris Guest at Waukee, she's applied for a fifth year of eligibility at Dowling. I think he just looked at me kind of blank. It's like, really? And I said,
the Hawkeyes might have something to say about that.
Yeah,
now.
I think so. Her eligibility starts there. But, gentlemen, thank you, and I'll get our final thoughts out of the way. But appreciate you guys tagging along with those long rides to Sioux City and those short rides from West Des Moines. How about
there we
that?
Go.
Yeah. All right, thank you, gentlemen, and that'll wrap things up. We want to thank Jeff Piggott, our studio producer tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio, for all the work he did, and the folks back at Iowa Catholic Radio, Deacon Tony Valdez, Jimmy Olson, Bell Chase, Brian Sweeney, Mike Downer, Manny Mayer, and Greg Richwine. Appreciate all their help. The executive director of Iowa Catholic Radio is Tony Calumet, and our thanks to the folks at Dowling, including athletic director and head football coach Tom Wilson, who brought home Tom's eighth trophy, 7 in a row now, as Dowling defeated Valley tonight. Congratulations to him. We want to thank him. And Mary Pick and Michael Connor from the athletic department. Father Ryan Andrew, our deacon, and we appreciate all his work throughout the season. And, of course, our business underwriters and supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, thank them when you see them. And they include the fine folks at all across the city that have helped us with our broadcasts, including Ashworth Vision, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, the fine folks at Skeffington's Formal Wear, Kemen, Mercy One, R&R Realty, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and, of course, our Red Zone sponsors, Bozen the Florist. I want to thank all the folks there, as they have been a big supporter of Dowling Catholic Sports here on Iowa Catholic Radio, and to me and Sons, our extra point. They'll be sponsoring our three-point shot during the season of basketball. That's coming up next week. And to me and Sons, say hi to Mario, Joe Jr., and Louie at To Me and Sons at 1501 Southeast 1st Street. For my broadcast partners, Matt Maindring and John Chido, final score for the final time, Dowling defeats Valley 21-16 here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. And a reminder, we will be on the air Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday, Dowling taking on Lincoln, our first of many basketball games, girls and boys, throughout the season. We follow in Dowling basketball. So join Steve DeVinny and I for the call from the Roundhouse, Des Moines, Lincoln, 7:30 pregame, 7:45, Dowling and Lincoln, this Tuesday night. for high school girls basketball on Iowa Catholic Radio. For Matt Mandring, John Chido, and for our studio producer, Jeff Piggott, I'm Mark Amadale. Thanks for tuning in and joining us tonight. Again, the final, Dowling 21, Valley 16, the Maroons, the seven-time defending champs in Class 4A football. And we'll talk to you next week here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Coverage of Dowling Catholic High School football is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, R&R Realty Group, Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, Skeffington's Formaware, Tamiya and Sons, and Bozen the Florist. Please support the businesses that underwrite Iowa Catholic Radio on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. The preceding has been a Dowling Catholic Sports presentation on Iowa Catholic Radio.